conversation with a microphone, with a microphone, with a microphone, and I can split the atom of a molecule.
I have some Jaeger over here, and I'm wondering if I should start to take some shots.
We're on the air now, by the way, so stop talking all that illegal shit.
Oh, so what did everyone, you know, I didn't want to bring it up too much and, like, dominate the conversation with it. What did everyone think of my shitty little movie?
That was an awesome little movie.
I caught bits and pieces of it because I was doing shit, but I enjoyed when I saw you. I got hard.
No,
who played Sarsaparilla, the weed witch? Who was that?
That is 666. She's actually kind of like a odd St. Louis party kid, and there's a lot of people who like follow her blogs and vlogs.
You should
both on her site and on her YouTube.
Send us all her blog, her Facebook thingy, you know. Or I guess she would be on.
Yeah, okay.
There's actually a page on Facebook for the movie. What's it called again?
Nixon and Hogan Smoke Christmas.
Yeah, Nixon and Hogan Smoke Christmas. Everyone add that on Facebook.
What is HPB holding up there?
I enjoyed the movie. It says phone show. Heart space bison. Heart spice bison. Well, she took it down.
Oh, fuck you.
And hi, Ricky, I do believe it said. I'm not too sure.
Nah, she wouldn't give a shit about you.
I know it.
Who the fuck's Ricky?
Hey, Massachusetts.
The psychiatric hotline. Please listen carefully to all options before making your selection. If you are obsessive compulsive, please press 1 repeatedly. If you suffer from multiple personality disorder, please press 2, 3, and 4. If you are codependent, please ask someone else.
Oh, it's prankdial.com.
If you are a nymphomaniac, please stop doing that with the phone, put your clothes back on, and then dial extension 69. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully, and a little voice will tell you which number to press. If you suffer from irrational paranoia, there is no need to press any button. We already know who you are and what you want. Just stay on the line so we can trace the call. If you are delusional and occasionally hallucinate, please be aware that the thing you are holding on the side of your head is alive and about to bite off your ear.
ComedyCalls.com.
This phone call was sent to you using ComedyCalls.com. Visit ComedyCalls.com and you can send calls on...
Okay, ComedyCalls.com. I've heard that one, though, before. That's a good one.
I prefer my ComedyBalls.com.
Okay, here, I know I have 666 on my Facebook, but I do believe that she doesn't want her, like, Facebook known by a lot of people, but here is her,
but I'm gonna give it to everyone.
Yeah, if you can find it, go ahead. I couldn't find it on my own personal thing. But that's
all
her
part of the game, you sticker.
Anyway, Nick, I liked your movie. I enjoyed it a lot, but I was, like, very unsober. And, like, what?
Yeah, I was too.
What kind of, like, acting was that? I mean, like, everyone in the movie was just, like, freaking out the entire time they were acting, I guess you'd say.
Okay,
I mean, it was great.
The,
I loved
the entire,
it. I loved,
like,
how weird it was. I know they were doing it on purpose.
Mindset behind the hack movies is everyone has to overact. and that's to cover the fact
they can't
that
act.
The production schedule
act.
Is, like, so insane that you just, like, cannot even deal with it. So, like, if you notice, like, every single person's line usually cuts back and forth. It's usually one angle, another angle, and each person only says, like, 3 or 4 words at a time, and that's because, like, literally these people have been given their lines, like, that day.
So they have to, like,
have
look
no
at their hand
to memorize
real quick.
It. They have no time to, like, try and come up with, like, an emotional background. They're just, like, having to, like, do it, and
we should just
they're
forget,
told.
Let's just forget the after show and watch that movie again.
Yeah.
Did you watch it, Jen?
No, I didn't get to see it.
Oh, we should watch it again next week. Because it's only an hour.
I've done far better movies than that. But it is, like, in my opinion, the second best, or maybe the best.
Brought to you by
Carl's Jr. Movies.
I like the snow and then no snow, and then snow.
God damn it, Brad.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
I can prove that that's Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, no, it's not. It's a white guy. Haven't you seen the movie, right?
What movie?
Idiocracy. You've never seen
Forrest Whitaker. Is he the guy with the lazy eye?
Yeah, he's totally lazy.
Dude, have you ever seen Ghost Dog?
No. I've heard of it.
Oh, my God. With him in it, Ghost Dog, trust me, it sounds like a weird-ass like kids movie or something.
Smoke weed every
day.
Like
movie. It's this movie where he's like this insane, not insane, he's just like this like total ninja-ass motherfucker who like is a contract killer for the mob.
Forrest Whitaker?
Trust me. Yes. It is the bomb. It is a badass movie. Trust me, you need to see it. Ghost Dog.
What year is it from?
It's in the 90s, I know that.
I'm going to see if it's on Instant Play right now. And then I'll just, like, you know, fuck this whole after show thing. I'll just watch a movie.
Dude, it is a good movie.
Ghost Dog. There's three of them. Is it The Way of the Samurai?
Yes, that would be it.
Oh, it's
1999. Yeah. Forrest Whitaker.
2000.
It is a badass movie.
I may watch that, even though it's not an instant play.
I'm waiting for the subtitle.
I think I illegally downloaded it through Pirate Bay or something. Like
oh, okay.
That.
Well, that'd be.
It's
faster.
Worth it.
I want to know what Ted Grainer is working on. Do you know what that is, Legend? You said it looked like a soundboard.
It looks like some sort of a mixing board, and it's got lots of pots on it.
Ted Grainer, if you're listening, give us info.
Oh, he's throwing up funny shit.
Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
Let's just do this for a while and watch.
What is up with
Smoke
Madhouse?
Weed every day.
Oh, he's been...
I'm going to stick in my head now.
Good. I've never
walking around saying it.
I don't think I've ever heard the song that that's from. I mean,
I didn't even know that was from a song.
Well, I'm just assuming it's like from a song, right?
Is it from a rappy song?
No. Well, yeah, Rappy used it a lot, but it's.
I think it's like a Snoop Dogg song.
Yeah, it's like Dr. Dre or something. Somebody in the chat room should know and tell us.
He used it all the time on that, what was it, the second best mixtape?
Yeah, after every single track. It was really annoying. HBB wants to know where Laugh Track Matt is. HBB.
Now doing hate crimes.
No, he's dead because of Jen. Jen
yeah,
promised.
Yeah, he got so super depressed he went down and pissed on the third rail.
Yeah. He got the beer shits on the third rail.
I decided to edit all of Matt's racial comments out of the show.
What?
Oh,
dude,
don't
do that.
I thought you were going to say you edited them all together in one long clip. That would be awesome.
No, don't take that kind of shit out.
I left one. Matt did say sand niggers, and I just changed it to snigger. I cut out part of the middle, and it just says snigger.
Dude, you shouldn't do that, man.
I've done that on the phone show, and I tell Matt, like, he can't say niggers all the time on my show and other things.
Really?
Yeah. Cause I don't know. I don't know why.
I've got a lot of black viewers. I can't be having that
shit.
Yeah,
you know, there's black people into the PLA, and I don't want to, like, exclude them by being all racist and everything.
There are?
Yeah. They've been on Tiny Chat before. Hi, Night Asylum.
Night Asylum's really not helping the cause with his white mask.
Night Asylum's been to PAX. That's crazy. I was at PAX last year. I might have bumped into him.
I don't think you could not bump into him.
Aww. Oh, that's so mean.
Carl Jr., fuck you. I'm eating.
Is that... That sounds like the guy that does the voices for Futurama.
Oh, I don't know. Idiocracy reminds me of Futurama, because it's just an insane future, you know?
I'm pretty sure that that's the voice actor from Futurama. But then again, I didn't know that other guy wasn't Forrest Whitaker. So what the fuck do I know?
Rob, have you not seen Idiocracy?
No, I have never seen that movie.
Oh, my Lord, you got to watch that movie.
That's important.
Let's watch that.
That is going to be next week's movie.
Good.
Okay.
Yes.
Isn't that where they replace all the water with the sports drink?
Yes.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Have you ever heard of Brondo, Rob? Brondo, the thirst mutilator, it's got electrolytes. You're like missing out on a major part of pop culture.
I love the whole fact of electrolytes in general. Like, everybody, like, buys the fact that it's, like, sugar, water, and salt. And I literally, like, had, like, people, like, argue with me that that's not what it is. And it's like, dude, no, it's sugar, water, and salt.
And the argument in Idiocracy is great about electrolytes. You know, why do you like it? Because it's got electrolytes. Because it's what plants crave. Samantha hasn't seen it either. So next week, we have to make sure Samantha's here and Rob's here. And we have to watch that movie.
Oh, speaking of Samantha, that truck driver.
What?
That truck driver.
What?
The trucker. The ping pong trucker.
Oh my God.
Ding dong motherfucker.
Do you have his number?
What trucker?
Trevor's on Tiny Chat. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, Trevor.
Scott. From 2 weeks ago.
Oh man. I don't know what happened to my memory, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Did we just travel back in time?
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
Welcome to Costco. I love you. Man, Rob, make sure, can you be here for movie night next week?
Yes, I will. As long as I don't piss my girl off, I'll be there.
Okay, next week we're going to watch Idiocracy either, and before that or after that, one of the two, we're going to watch Nick's movie again.
If I do piss her off, I promise I'll put Flash on my iPad and watch it in bed.
So should we prank people, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, and then in some future time, I can do another one of my weird-ass films, too. So there you go.
Oh, you have more to send us? Like, do you have more by Hack Movies?
Oh, yeah, dude. I got tons of them.
Why don't they want those out? Like, are you allowed to talk about that now or not?
I can go ahead and say it, I guess.
I'm sorry.
It's a failed movie company, I guess, now, what? I can say. And I was, like, kind of, like, financially responsible for its, like, come up.
Yeah.
originally, the guy for made, like, a movie in 1 week's time for $100 or something. And it sucked.
How long did it take you to film Nixon and Hogan?
That took about 3 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was the most involved of the Hack movies. The other ones before that, it took... before that, I was involved heavily in Cockhammer.
Why don't they...
which took about the same amount of time. And before that, I wasn't involved in one of those films until you talk about Dead Shit, which took about a month and a half.
Trailers for all these, like on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh,
if you look up Hack Movies on YouTube, you will never find anything about this shit ever, because like it's all about like hacking video games.
And Gibson's.
Yeah.
Speaking of money and financial things, I thought I'd mention this now. I was going to do it on my show, but fuck it. CactiRadio.org, I'm going to set up a donations page so people can start donating to Cacti Radio so we can actually do some shit. Maybe get out some prizes. I don't know.
That'd be cool.
But anyway, I'm going to put up a donations page there for Cacti Radio.
They could pay for the $15 a month I pay for Cacti Radio. I'm kidding, though. Like, I make enough on ads on Phone Losers. I don't really need to be paid. But I like your idea better, like using it towards prizes or anything.
Really? Do you actually make money from the Phone Losers ads?
Yeah, not a lot. I might make like $100 a month, but I also have all these hosting expenses and other expenses. $15.
So you break even.
Yeah, I make a little bit of a profit. Like maybe I make, you know, 20 or 40 a month or something.
Well, that's decent. Maybe. Oh, and also I actually did submit a proposal to Carl's Jr. for them.
What?
I've been to the Hardee's website thing and filled out one of the PR page things to do requests for.
That's awesome. For sponsorship. Yeah, you should get like audio sponsorships. I'd be all for playing commercials on here. And then we could just make fun of them a bunch. No, that'd be cool if like Cacti Radio were self-sufficient, but I know that won't probably happen ever.
Well, it doesn't mean we can't lamely try.
Yep.
Smoke weed every day.
So I heard this one about this prank call.
Oh yeah, prank calls.
Has anybody called in further about the? We haven't had any more snowplow.
Some guy just called in a minute ago, and I missed his call because we were talking.
Oh, that sucks.
CactiRadio.org. That's from HPV. Okay. I'm going to like try and get some numbers to prank here, so you guys can like talk about your own boring shit.
Hey Nick, that church bus, was that just a static prop or was that?
Yeah. Actually, that is the result of Perverto. He is the lead singer of a band called Without Motherfucking Order. look them up on the internet. He's a very good performer. He's a great guy. I'm literally, he's just like really fucking cool, and he's a good actor. But he has a history of doing professional wrestling and gigging himself. If no one is in the know, gigging means you end up like cutting yourself so that you bleed for the audience. And he's been throughout his tours throughout the entire United States with his band, Without Motherfucking Order. He's been banned at quite a large number of facilities throughout this continental United States because of his like extreme show.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
But he actually owns that church van. And he says that the reason why he likes that church van is simply because of the fact that if you buy a church van, you never get pulled over by the cops, ever.
That's true.
So, there you go.
That's like a challenge. You should get a church van and try to get pulled over.
And you can, like, park it in neighborhoods and never get questioned.
I hear somebody calling. I don't know.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Well, don't be a smartass.
What's up, baby?
I was calling in for a snow plow.
A snow plow.
Is that HPV?
Yeah.
You can't fool us, HPV. We see you on camera.
Draw pictures every day.
I knew it by her laugh. She didn't sound like herself for a second, but she started laughing. Smoke weed every day. And I heard that cute little laugh, and I knew.
How come you're not calling on Skype?
I asked you like 20 times, but anyway, yeah. So I can't call in? Like on Skype?
Oh, of course. You can call in anytime. What are you talking about?
Well, I always have to ask.
No, you don't.
No,
nobody asks.
Call anytime.
Call in right now.
I'm actually nice.
Especially on the
app. I actually ask.
Ah, that's nice of you. Well, call in ASAP.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Let's not pick up now. Fuck her.
You can't, she's underage.
I wouldn't do it.
Matt would.
Yeah, but that's mad.
Hi.
You sound much better now.
God, we were kidding. We didn't really want you to call.
Oh, Jesus. So mean.
Press the up key already, why don't you?
Press the up key. Jesus.
The up key?
It's just like some
weird... an inside joke, Legend, and you haven't been insider yet.
Do you like the Jonas Brothers, HBB?
No, they're gay.
Yeah. Are they even relevant anymore? Someone's asking you if you like them, and like, I don't know, they were big like 3 years ago or something, right?
Do you like Justin's Bieber?
No, Justin Bieber is a fuckhard.
I don't know why everyone hates Justin Bieber. I think he's like easy target.
I saw your prom photos. They were very nice. You looked very nice.
I would totally make out with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm looking for a number to prank, by the way. I'm looking on the stalker page on Phone Losers.
We could always call up whatever Domino's again.
Oh, I think I just found one. Oh, yeah, we could do that. It's 12:30 there. Are they open past 12:30?
I'm not sure.
We shouldn't call any Hawaiian pizza places. I really don't want the FCC to come arrest me.
Or Homeland Security.
Oh, fuck them. I don't give a shit about them. Yeah, they're a bunch of pussies.
What is that place exactly? It's a Hawaiian Italian restaurant?
I don't know. I left him a review.
It's evidently owned by the mob.
I have actually met guys from Homeland Security. They really are pussies.
Oh, yeah? TSA, too.
Yeah. Silence.
Okay, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this one real quick.
Okay.
This is a Foursquare call.
Good evening. Thank you for calling One Market Restaurant. How can we help you?
Oh, a relative of mine is in there, and I was wondering if I could have him paged. He's like in there eating, you know? His name's Neil.
What's his name?
It's Neil.
What's his name?
Neil.
Neil?
Yeah, Neil. Last initial C.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay. You know, like, if one of you guys want to take this, if he answers, that's fine. I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say either. Guess I'll have to wing it.
Okay, it's Legends. His name is Neil.
Go for it, Legend.
Do it.
You're a legend in our department.
Time travel. Do a time travel.
His name is Neil Bryan.
Neil Bryan.
Because you're a legend within our department.
Remember.
Neil Cabell is his name. Neil Bryan Cabell.
Okay.
And he's at the One Market Restaurant, and he has a picture of his...
I'm afraid there's no one here named Neil right now.
I'm sorry, his last name is Cabell. He might answer it to Cabell or just Bell.
But his first name is Neil?
Neil Cabell, yeah. Sometimes we call him Bob.
Yeah, I have one table left, and I went to them and asked if there was anyone named Neil at the table, and they said no.
He's really shy. Go over there and be like, are you sure you're not Neil? And, like, wink at him.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
Sorry,
why
not? I'm
not
going to do that, no.
Do it.
All right.
Listen, I'm the fucking customer.
Oh.
What a fucker. Let's call him back.
Hey, this guy's at the Martin Road Rust Hole.
Rust Hole?
What?
What?
It says Martin.
That sounds like a gay bar. I'm over at the Rust Hole. Wink, wink.
If you know what
reason,
I mean.
When you said the Rust Hole, I thought, now this is definitely a place that Legend should take the call.
Rust Hole. Are you calling me old? Damn you.
Oh, shit. Foursquare's
no,
having...
No, I just meant that the mentality that goes along with the kind of person that eats at the Rust Hole is the kind of person that you would hang out with Legend.
Oh, yeah.
It's an awesome name for a place.
And Arby, what are the chances of, like, Brad's Cactus Shack? I mean,
well, another successful trip to Brad's Cactus Shack.
You what?
How come you haven't sent me that clip yet, you dick?
I didn't know I was supposed to.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Oh, sorry. Why would you need it? You're not the Cactus Shack. I want to rename my show to Brad's Cactus Shack.
Why don't you just start another show? We need
That's
more.
That's too close, man. Somebody in the writers must be listening.
Hey, here's a snowplow call. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I was calling about your snowplow.
Yeah, the snowplow. Yes, sir. May I have any questions about it?
Is it good on a pickup truck?
It's good on a pickup truck. It's good behind the pickup truck. It's not too good under a pickup truck, though. That's what happened last year. It came off its mount, and I ran over it.
Oh, yeah. It don't work as good like that, does it? Well, I'd like, is it still operable, or?
It's still sharp. I tell you, it did a pretty good job on my transmission lines.
Yeah, the motor and pump, everything work?
Oh, yeah. It tucked most of the hydraulics with it. I ran over it about 55.
All right.
I was drunk at the time, but we won't go into that.
All right. Yeah. Allegedly, right?
I was skunk face drunk.
It was
horrible. Yeah. I went across the curve right into a daycare center. I mean, went over the kids and everything.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of blood stains on it, but you can wash that off with a high pressure hose. I just got it out of they impounded it for a while. It kind of dried on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all good.
Okay, so when can I come pick this up?
Anytime here in the next 15 minutes would be fine.
Well, I'm kind of far away for that.
Oh, where are you?
I'm in Troy, Missouri.
Oh, my. Well, there's a little bit of high water between me and you.
A little bit?
Yeah, you might have to go over here and round about and hold on for a second. Let me see what this beeping is over here. Give me a moment. Oh, I don't know what that is. Wait a minute. Hold on for a second. Technical issues. Oh, yeah, you better hurry. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, maybe I can drive it to you. I'll just tie it to the back of my Honda and just drag it to your house.
Okay, tie it to the back of your Honda. I'm in Troy, Missouri.
Okay, where at? Is that past the tornado damage or not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no tornado damage around here.
Well, I haven't driven through the place. I attract those things like flies to poop. Serious.
How about tomorrow sometime?
Tomorrow as in Thursday? Because right now, today is Wednesday, or Tuesday, or Wednesday. Yeah.
That's what I mean. How about as in Wednesday sometime?
I mean Thursday. You said tomorrow.
Okay, Thursday. Whichever day is best for you, man.
Okay. What's your cell number?
636.
Uh-huh.
345.
Uh-huh.
7464.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. So how much you want to part for? Yeah. Oh, nothing.
Okay.
What's your Facebook page?
I don't have one.
You don't have one? You got a computer, right? You seen this ad on Craigslist?
I got a computer. I seen your list on Craigslist. Yeah, I seen it on Craigslist. But I don't have a Facebook page.
Why not?
Just hide it, don't.
Why not?
Not on the computer that much. All right, let's get a snowplow. You want to get rid of it? You want me to come over and get it? Just give me a call back. All right.
Well, you should. I'm up right now. You can come over here and get it right now.
It'll take you about 2 hours to get it, bro.
Oh, what are you wearing?
What are you wearing, motherfucker?
Huh? All right, now I'm wearing a pair of slightly urine-stained Speedos. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing blue jeans and boots, motherfucker, and I come over and put a boot in your ass. How about that?
Well, I thought you wanted to plow. That's not part of the deal. I got a big old plow here. I got this straight plow, and I also got a V-plow. Which one you want? Where'd you go?
He was scared off.
All you wanted was an ass plow, legend, and you just weren't getting around to it.
Hello? Hello?
Loud.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. What do you want?
Hi.
Can I help you?
Is this Kay?
Yeah, actually, I'm responding to an ad on Craigslist.
Hi, Kay. Which ad is it? Is it for the snowplow or the snowplow?
This is a snowplow.
What's that?
The snowplow.
I don't have a snowplow. I have a snowplow and a snowplow. Which one did you want?
Or do you want both?
Don't give her that option.
I
What's the snow plow? Is it something that sits on the front of a truck?
There's no such thing as a snow plow. It's snow plow or snow plow. Which one did you want?
I'll take the one that is left.
Well, I have both, but I'm asking which one did you want? Did you want the snow plow or the snow plow?
Yeah.
Which one? Pick one. Snow plow or snow plow?
Stop dicking us around.
Answer the question.
You're a cock.
Ma'am? Oh, she's gone. Here's another one.
I think that was K, though.
1-8-6.
Oh, is this a message?
03709. I sent you a text-to-landline message. To hear this message, press 1. Do you still have the snow plow? If so, I would come get it at any time that works for you. Feel free to call 618-660-3709. My name is Aaron. To reply by voice, press 1. To reply by text, press 2. To disconnect call, press the start. Record your reply at the tone.
Wait, no, no.
When you are done, press 1.
I wanted to reply by... Aaron, yes, we still have the snow plow. Call us back immediately. I'm not good at this texting thing.
Dick neck.
Jen, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
That guy is just staring at a picture of the camera.
Trevor Burdick?
Yeah.
He got hit with the freeze ray.
He's been hypnotized.
Wake up, Trevor. He's narcoleptic.
He's on his way to the ISS again.
I don't know what that means.
My dad tried to talk about texting the other day, and he called it fax.
He called it
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I got your fax.
Sext? Oh, here's a snowplow.
Yeah, my dad said that, too.
I want this one.
It's but yours. For different reasons.
Hello?
Yeah. You're looking for the snowplow?
Yeah, I didn't mean to call it. It said... Is it okay to call late?
No. It's perfectly fine. You know, me and my wife, we both usually work midnights.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Yeah. You know, we've got tonight off. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Okay. Yeah, well, I've been working nights too. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been calling you. Do you guys want to get out of garage? Or I mean,
yeah, definitely. So you know, like, what kind of stuff are you into?
I can hear you, sir.
I'm saying that we have a few rails lined up over here. You know, you looking to party?
So what, with the party?
Yeah. You know, I'm 40, and, you know, my new wife, she's only, like, 18. What do you think?
Should I come check out the plow?
Yeah. You want to plow it or what?
Oh, do I want to plow it?
Yeah. I don't know if you don't know the code, but come on.
Oh, I got it.
Really?
Yeah. shit. Kill me here with that one. Where you at?
So she's a size 6, 110 pounds, double D. You know, a pretty shallow vagina, if you know what I'm saying. Hint.
Yes. can you send me a picture, man? Send me a picture.
No. We don't
right,
do that.
All right, I hear you. I don't know, I guess can I look at the plow tomorrow in the morning?
No. You got to pick the plow up now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, you guys are too far for now.
Yeah, got money, too?
Yeah.
It's $400. Seriously, yeah, it's $400.
No, okay,
Yeah, you got the money? You called.
Yeah, I just got a problem coming up for tonight is my problem.
No. Do you have the money right now? If you don't, we're coming to your house right now.
Do I got money? Yeah, I got money.
Yeah.
Smoke weed every day. Come
right now.
You live in all Illinois.
Yeah.
I'm down south, way down south. DeSoto.
Yeah, I know where DeSoto is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then give me about 10 minutes here and let me call you right back on this, because I think I can do something.
No, we're going to start heading that way right now.
Head on this way, bro.
Okay.
I'll answer my phone.
Come at me, bro.
Hey, I think I've got one for another Foursquare stalker.
Okay.
So, let me talk to this guy. He's at Pink's Hot Dogs.
All right, all you.
Ooh, I want to see his pink dog.
Pink's has been serving the best chili dogs and hamburgers for 70 years.
Holy shit.
We are located at 709. To transfer to another mailbox, press 1. To hear your options again, press 0.
Oh my, all those options? Let me try again. Roxy, draw a Hitler mustache on yourself. I will if you will.
Smeared on there with poopy.
Pink's has been serving the best chili dogs and hamburgers for 70 years. We are located at 7...
Well, let me let it run. Maybe it forwards to their phone after the message.
The best chili dogs have Hitler mustaches.
She's doing it.
Pink's has been serving the best chili dogs and hamburgers for 70 years. We are located at 709 North La Brea at the corner of Melrose and La Brea. We are open 7 days a week from 9:30 a.m. till 2 a.m. We stay open till 3 a.m. Friday and Saturday. So come by for the best chili dogs and burgers in town. Eat them here or get them to go. We also have turkey dogs and turkey burgers.
My mustache is cooler than Roxy's.
Sorry, the telephone orders. If you wish directions, please listen carefully. The freeway directions to Pink's are...
I wish directions.
All right, I'll keep looking. Foursquare is having problems tonight. Like they've got scheduled maintenance.
Damn.
So I was lucky to get that one, but then it didn't even work. Here's somebody
at fucking dick next.
Here's somebody at Starbucks in Istanbul.
Don't you mean Constantinople?
Oh, sorry. We love you, Jen.
Jen, if I ever have children, I want you to bear them.
Why does it... Istanbul's... does anyone know Istanbul's country code? Offhand?
Even old...
No.
Even old... In Istanbul is Constantinople. Or...
Yeah. Remember that guy that off,
how does that go?
Off a hectic.
Oh yeah. Which guy?
That crazy guy.
They're all crazy.
No.
Every one of them.
No. This guy was actually at a crazy house, and for some odd reason, he kept on calling this guy's recorder, and they spliced them all together, and he was just ranting on about giving Constantinople back to the Turks.
I watched the Young Turks today.
That sounds like more and more like the
I want to hear that
They Might Be Giants song.
No,
if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, this lady's in a tattoo place, and she looks very manly.
Is her name Rachel?
It's Krista. I'm pretty sure I see an Adam's apple. There, I just pasted it.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Krista?
Yeah.
Hey, Krista, this is Roy. How you doing?
Oh,
Roy, who's that? I don't know any Roy.
Oh, actually, I'm from L.A. Inc., and we heard that you were getting a tattoo.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. What are you going to get the tattoo of?
Well, I'm getting a tattoo of a phoenix, actually.
Of a phoenix?
A phoenix?
Yeah, where are you going to get the phoenix? On your body? Where on your shoulder, on your butt, on your hip? Where are you going to get it?
The inside of my left arm, like the upper arm.
I'm having a little difficulty hearing you. Did you say the inside of your left labia?
No, the inside of my left arm.
Oh, your left arm. Now, what inspired you to get a phoenix? Did you draw it yourself, or are you just getting one of the standard ones off the wall?
No. I have a friend who's an artist that drew one up for me.
Oh, really? It's so you're probably going to go with that one, huh? Because we actually were giving out a prize this evening to people at that location. We were going to have one of our tattoo artists here from the show do a tattoo, especially for anyone who picked up the phone this evening.
Okay. Where are you at?
Well, what do you mean, where are we at? We're at our show studios where we do the recordings.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. Sorry. It's like 2:00 in the morning. I'm in Pennsylvania.
You haven't been drinking,
so.
Have you? You do realize that it's really a bad idea to get a tattoo if you're inebriated.
Yeah, I haven't been drinking.
Are you sure? I mean, have they given you all the appropriate tests before, you know, putting some ink on you? Because if they do give you a tattoo while you're drunk, I am authorized to call the authorities and let them know that tattoo parlor needs to be shut down.
I'm not actually getting a tattoo sitting here right now. I have an appointment scheduled. I'm in my bedroom right now.
You're in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird. Why are you in your bedroom? How come you're not out getting your tattoo right now?
Because I have kids. So
oh, how
I
many
have
kids do you have?
I'm sorry, I don't really day. Like talking about that.
Well, your kids can come on the show as well. We do tattoos for toddlers.
No.
Well, as long as you sign the release form, you could get a phoenix and we could do little bunny rabbits and all of them for you. Would you like to get some bunny rabbits?
She's gone.
Damn.
I don't get it.
That was a Foursquare call.
It was. She must own the place or something, you know, and that's the phone number that's on it. Like she's an employee there or something.
That was weird because all of a sudden she's like, I'm at home. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. You're at home. Yeah, that doesn't compute.
That was confusing.
I'm going to get a Firebird from a Trans Am tattooed across my chest.
Hey, Roxy, what you doing? Roxy, what you doing? Where did HBB go? She just, like, disappeared from everything.
Her computer probably crashed for the bajillionth time.
Ah.
They also having, apparently, blackouts where she lives, so sometimes the power goes down, too.
No, wait, isn't this Stacy Stack?
Oh, yeah, who's Roxy? What are we talking about?
Stacy Stackhouse, the vampire?
Fruit salad.
How many names can Roxy have in 1 month?
OMG.
Let me try this one. This is a tavern, so...
Ask them about the nickname amount.
What?
Say what?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
This Foursquare stuff doesn't work good live.
Your call has been forwarded. The hell is he smoking, a Sherman?
I don't know, but everyone should go to rbcpraped.me. He's got a special surprise.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7-0-8-5-4-4.
there. I stopped it so it's not a fuck job to edit. Man, it's like every other thing I click on Foursquare is like scheduled downtime message.
Damn.
Maybe if I keep reloading it.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, Fruity Baby.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there, Fruity Baby. Hi.
No, Jin waved, so... I said hello.
Hi, Jin.
Hello there.
What's up?
Legend wants to know what you're smoking, Trevor.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, what is that you're smoking there?
We command you to tell us.
It's one of those e-cigs. Or one of those things where you
I don't know.
Again.
Oh, he just froze up again. He just got hypnotized again. Apparently it's something really awesome that he's smoking.
He got hypnotized. He got runny.
It does some crazy
dirty,
shit to
dirty
you.
Thighs.
Just freezes up. Godliest look on his face. Got goose.
It's an e-cigarette.
Ah. Okay.
I was having issues trying to pause a stream and juggle Skype.
So. I see.
Here
RPCP raped me in an hour. It takes fucking
really?
Stupid GoDaddy an hour to update.
Hey, this is a snowplow call. Here goes. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Who is this?
Who the fuck
are
you?
About that Craigslist ad.
Somebody else take this. I sure don't want it.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
There's four of us that want to talk to you, so...
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Which one
yeah,
do you
man,
want
to how you doing?
Who?
Motherfucker hung up on us.
We can't have that now.
Which one do you want to
hang up? Hell no. That motherfucker does not hang up on Tyrone.
Hey, Tyrone!
Hey, what's up, baby?
He hung up again.
Somebody call
that
dick neck.
I can hear someone Skype.
He just did it again. Why is it you? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, you having problems with your telephone?
Yeah.
Well, why are you hanging up on me? You call about snowplow?
Yeah.
All right. Well, have you have any questions about the snowplow?
No.
Okay, then.
Wanting to pick it up.
Okay, then. Well, it's a snowplow. I don't know what else I can tell you about it. It goes on the front of your vehicle. You can, like, plow snow with it. It doesn't really do anything this time of year, though, because there ain't no snow to plow. Right. Can't really use it to, you know, move sand around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All
right. You got the pump with it?
I got the pump. I got the vacuum tube. I got the lubricant. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, give me a call in the morning and I'll come pick it up.
What time in the morning do you have that want me to call?
About 8 o'clock.
Yeah, because I want to make sure I don't call you. You know, you ain't going to be there. You'll be in the break, making breakfast or in the shower or doing the morning sabbatical in the toilet.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be the time to call you, man, because I don't like to talk to anybody on a shit box.
Right.
That's just
all
wrong. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, about 8 o'clock.
Yeah. About 8 o'clock? What time is that? Is that like Central Time Zone? Is that GMT minus 5?
Yeah.
So, hello. Where'd you go? Goddamn honky.
Yo mama. Someone else is on the phone, though.
Who's that on the phone?
Some 314 number.
Who calling me?
They want a snowplow. They hung up.
Oh, they hang... Why are they hanging up?
Damn, man, these white folk don't know what to do. I gotta call them back. I don't have control to call them back.
Yeah, you're gonna have to call them black.
Those white crackers are crazy.
They Why white, isn't Brad talking? He's just
crazy
typing.
Crackers.
He's typing. It's hard to type and talk at the same time. I know I can't do it.
Those crackers are whackers.
Where did he go?
He went to go. He went to
he
go
just
RBC.
Left the show? What the hell? Like,
that was
dude.
Great. That was a great legend.
Okay, so how is he still typing? I don't know. But guys, why did Brad leave the show in our hands?
Every time that happens, it usually collapses on
Roxy,
itself.
Roxy, if Brad was good at decisions, which you and I have shows.
Huh?
I said if Brad were good at decisions, would you and I have shows?
Probably yeah. not. I might. I don't know. I might be able to scam him with my girly parts, but I mean, I don't know how you would get him to. Oh, he's gay.
I just show him my 9-inch cock, and that's game over.
Is it really 9 inches or?
Oh, I let the cat out of the bag.
Whoops.
Hey, let's not find a reason to brag about our penis sizes, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, not that I have one, just saying.
Sorry, I don't have a ripping pack of abs, but a 9-inch dick is fine with me.
Actually, you were looking pretty good in that one picture.
Oh, cheers.
Is she still ranting about
who
that time that you
brainer guy
everything.
Is? He's new. Tiny Chat looks like it did something funky, so everyone has to get back in. Nobody kicked you.
Yeah,
I like getting back in when it comes to you, Roxy.
When it comes, yeah.
When it comes after I get back in.
Jen is still here. She's not talking.
Hi, Jen.
Yeah, unbelievable.
She's just like HBB. She just doesn't ever say anything.
How big is your penis, Jen?
It's 12 inches in black.
Holy shit.
Yay. I like black.
Don't be jealous.
No,
my dick
is
actually quite tan. It's the only part of me that's tan.
Let's all show our dicks. On Tiny Chat.
I'll take out a ball if someone sends
ever.
Arby, you sure are anxious to show your member around.
Yeah, I'm just like Tombstone. I want everyone to see.
I'll show my testicle if someone sends me $10 on PayPal.
I don't understand why that boy don't just put it on torrent.
Guys,
I have to say something. For the next 6 weeks, you know, I'm going to be doing the phone fun show earlier. But I decided if I don't get some sort of pizza or money or something to go to I need money to go to DEF CON. If I don't get money to go to DEF CON, I won't do a show anymore.
Aww.
That's how the phone wieners can make sure I fail, is to not send me money.
Is that a threat?
Yeah, I want money. I really am poor. And see, I was going to get a job, but my car broke, so now I can't get a job.
Money.
So.
Lots and lots of money.
Hey, Roxy, it makes
you high in the sky.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm totally going to get hosed on airline tickets. I got all this advice to wait until like a month beforehand, and the prices just keep going up. So,
oh, dude,
look,
no, always
look, dude,
way before, always.
I'm totally depending on some 17-year-old kid to drive me up there, so I could just not make it at all.
Why don't you start like dating like 60-year-old men?
And so I'm not attracted to them.
You don't have to be; just be attracted to their bank account.
I tried dating an older guy once, and for some reason I couldn't really get in. So,
how old was he?
Well, you have to start using drugs and alcohol, so you just get numb to the fact you're just there, but just barely.
How old was he?
He was cute, though.
How old was he?
I'm not giving out any personal information.
Just be off by like 3 years.
He was 44.
Oh, great. Thanks, Rox.
That's so old.
That's ancient.
48.
Oh, okay.
It didn't work. I didn't really want him anyway.
Where did you meet him?
What exactly didn't work?
When you say it didn't work, did you mean him getting it up?
Oh.
Wait, Trevor, oh, Trevor, what the fuck? Trevor. Trevor?
What? The fact that you didn't vehemently defend his erections suggests that was true.
I didn't defend it at all. I didn't defend it at all. I said, aw, poor guy. That's all I said.
Trevor, I just scanned your QR code, and it says no website is configured at this address. What's that about?
Oh, I didn't change a QR code. I actually reconfigured the server to use two different domains that I just bought. So the 8080 address isn't working, but that still works for the IRC and the Telnet.
What's it go to? Like, what did it just read? Does it?
It goes to my private web server. I have a freaking Micron MetaFrame MV5000 sitting here with like a 5-disc RAID and 3 websites and all sorts of shit sitting on it.
I can't hold this still. Oh, there it goes. Oh, I see. It goes to a website. I didn't see that before. And it says it's not configured. So your QR code sucks.
Well, I gotta update the QR code, that's all.
Hey, I wanna start, like, making printable QR code stickers, like, with something crazy written on them and start slapping them over everything, like, out in public. Like, when you see a QR code at a store or whatever, put it on top of their own.
Well, I sent you the one for the phone loser site.
Oh, really? I didn't remember.
Yeah, I emailed it to you.
Oh, it's probably still sitting in my inbox.
Probably.
I suck at answering anything.
I haven't been to my post office box in a long time, but if anyone wants to send me money to my post office box, just let me know. It'll go towards my DEFCON account.
Someone sent me $1 last week.
Matt was supposed to mail me money for the room for DEFCON, but now that he's dead, that's not going to happen.
Actually, he just commented on something on RBCP's wall not too long ago. He's not dead, he just kind of hates us now. Obviously, because he's not listening.
Jim broke his heart.
Please send money to me, people.
You don't need money for DEF CON. Just get there.
How am I going to, like, board my dog? How am I going to pay for, you know, like...
Get your ex to watch the dog. It used to be his dog, right?
No, hell no.
The dog will be fine for a weekend.
I love
Maybe
it.
I'll get my ex-boyfriend.
I love it. Rossi, let the bastard have the kids, but not the dog.
Well, he already has, like, 4 dogs, but maybe I'll ask my ex-boyfriend. Ex-boyfriend, if you're listening, I'm just wondering if you can call me. I haven't talked to you in a few weeks. And maybe
starting to miss you
my
a
dog, and I'll pay you.
I mean, what's wrong with you? It's like,
did you guys have some makeup sex?
Not exactly. We had breakup sex.
Was it violent?
Okay, let's not talk about my sex life, please. Or my lack thereof.
Hey.
We're talking about your dog. We can't help it that's a byproduct.
Why don't you just put a harness on your dog and, like, not that kind of harness. But wear dark glasses and, you know, a white cane and a cup and just walk around town.
Yes.
Fuck y'all, I need some money.
Well, you're missing the point.
Samantha's
off. I have to get her a rabies shot anyway and drive all the way to... You know, if my car's not working, I'm not going to DEF CON because I can't drive to Denton to give my dog a rabies shot.
Oh.
That's such a horrible excuse.
She's not making... She's
I'm not leaving my dog with someone without the rabies shot because my dog could get in trouble and I'll be gone.
Yeah.
Dog will get arrested.
I'm saying walk around.
Shit.
Around town like you're blind.
Shit, no.
I didn't know I have people put money in your cup.
I don't want to bring my dog.
Oh, shit. Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
We have a problem. We have a problem.
Hello.
I do want to bring my dog.
Skype. Yeah, you should bring your dog to DEF CON. It'll be awesome.
Yeah. Are you going to bring your kids, Brad?
No.
Everybody shut the fuck up. Brad has a Skype announcement.
Oh, breaking news. My Skype has just crashed, so as soon as I click this OK box, it's going to just go away.
Oh no!
What happened?
So I'm not going to touch anything. I don't know.
So
like,
why did you add me to this stupid conversation?
I was trying to add other people, just random people. But
I'm random.
Hi, everybody.
No, you're not random.
Should
you're
we
special.
End the show?
No.
No, 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 no. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to make up excuses.
Then what are you talking about?
I tell you what. Play a song. Restart Skype. Join us all.
I'm going to go to bed.
Look, can you see it on Tiny Chat?
Yes.
It's an access violation at address 021D3C2O.
Oh, shit, it's LoSac. They're getting you.
Fucking LoSac. Maybe it's, who's that guy, Night Asylum? Maybe he hacked us again.
No, Night Asylum doesn't know how to hack. He just knows how to exploit the...
Well,
shit.
Whatever. Maybe he exploited again.
Rob. Rob has a strawberry in his mouth.
It's the Love Boat coming to take your Skype away.
I heard that today. That was retarded.
The yes, Love
these are,
Boat.
These are strawberries. See? Look. Strawberry. Yummy. It
looks yummy.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to bed. Good night, guys.
Wait, make a prank
I'd like
call.
To put
Roxy.
A smile on Jen's face.
Roxy, make a prank call.
One way or the other.
You want me to make one prank call?
Yeah.
Anybody else want a strawberry?
Skype?
They're yummy.
I'll get
five
on.
5 more minutes?
Yeah, just 5 more minutes. Now, listen, I'm going to get on G-Talk on Gmail. And And I'll try and make a call through there. I don't know if you can hear them, though.
Who do you want me to call?
You won't be able to hear. You won't be able to hear Google Voice over Skype.
No. I've got 2 sound cards.
Oh yeah.
So it could work.
It's echoing.
Am I echoing?
Echo.
Is it me that's echoing?
Yep. Yes, sir. No, not anymore.
I need a phone number to call though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Here, what the hell do you want me to call?
No, it's okay.
Echo.
I'll get on open book.
Aw, Ted's mouth is all open like a little bird.
What?
He was yawning. Okay, so is everyone going to get their pillows out now?
Wait,
last week?
That's like a common thing now. People keep falling asleep. All right, I'm trying to paste.
I don't know why Toll Free isn't listening. He's trying to talk to me on IRC. Toll Free, if you're listening, stop trying to talk to me.
It's a bizarro Pac-Man.
I wish I could use Skype.
Wait, what is this?
Oh, it's open book. Say they got a new cell phone or something.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I know what to do.
Okay. Well, do it.
I'm a pro.
I would go that far.
Hi. Hello. Hello? Hey, I heard that you got a new phone.
Oh, by the way, her name's Orisa.
Oh, hi, Orisa. Hello? Yeah, hey. I heard that you got a new phone. Okay, what kind of phone is it? What kind of phone is it?
God.
Hello? Yeah, what kind of phone is it? Are you having any trouble with it? Well, because somebody said that you got a new phone, and I'm just calling to check it out. Look, I enjoy phones, okay? So I just want to know what kind of phone it is. iPhone? Ugh. Okay. Have you had any problems with it? Have you already set up your voicemail?
Because we need the password.
Okay. Yeah, because we kind of need the password, because I was going to help you set it up. Hey, what's your favorite band? Because I have a guy that can do band impressions. And he can play your favorite song on your voicemail for you for free. Do you like Coldplay? He can do a really good Coldplay impression.
Mm,
Because it's all yellow.
Or are you more of like a, are you more of like a, you know, Backstreet Boys type of chick?
I.
That was a Mexican. Hey, lady. Listen, lady. I just want to know, is it an iPhone 4? Lady?
Hey, lady in the place, I'm calling out to you.
She wouldn't, Brad, she wouldn't even talk.
I?
Hey, lady.
Hey, lady.
She wouldn't even talk. That was so boring.
She was talking. Could you hear her?
She was confused.
I could barely. She just was just like, huh?
Let's call her back. Oh, everyone that's listening like through the stream, they can't hear her. They can only hear you, Roxy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so people on the stream, fuck you.
That's kind of weird because I can hear over Skype, and usually if you can hear over Skype, you should be able to hear it on the stream.
Yeah, it's the way that the stream... you know, grabs a sound feed.
Oh God!
It can only
started.
Grab one. I think I'm just making up things. Roxy, you sound like Woody Allen.
Lil Sec is taking phone calls.
What's the number?
It's right there.
I can't see. I can't touch anything in Skype.
Oop! Time's up.
6614 Lulzsec. No.
She had a voicemail that hadn't been set up yet. She did need help.
Let's give it to her.
Well, the only way I can make calls is if I hang up on you guys and call right back.
All right, I'm going to bed.
Oh, we'll call you back, Roxy.
Roxy.
Just one more prank call, Roxy.
5 minutes, Roxy. Five more minutes.
And one more prank call.
All right, reboot that thing.
All right, it's just kind of in crash mode right now. It's hourglassing. But since it's the future, it's not an hourglass. It's just like a round, like a Mobius strip looking thing.
Okay, nobody else needs to message me on Skype and ask whether or not the strawberry, I was eating the green parts of the strawberries. Yes.
Oh, they're gone. Let me call this lady while we wait for Skype to turn back on. Redial. It's booting up. Free calls to anyone who's on Skype. This is that lady again.
Sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet.
I heard her voice. Hello? Oh, hey. That was weird, because I heard your voicemail first, but you're actually on. It's so weird. Like, how does that happen? It's like it was an answering machine, and you picked up after the message played? So it's like we're being recorded right now? It's Brad. No, I'm just rebooting Skype, so I was calling you while it reboots, but, like, Skype's giving me weird messages. Oh, it's an automatic... I was trying to call you, because you got the new... Oh, yeah, of course. I know that you got a new cell phone. You're Orisa, right? I'm Brad. But how did I hear your message first? And then it was your voice. Do you think I called you twice at the same time? Do you know what your password is? Because I can set that up while I wait for Skype to reload. It's like it's updating. But don't tell me the password, because that's retarded. I could be a hacker. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, that's good that you didn't give it to me. I think... Oh, I don't know you. I just saw you on Facebook. I'm just a stranger. I'm an internet stalker. And also a computer hacker. Yeah, so like you don't want to tell me anything personal, because I will use it to my advantage. Legend, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm one of those phone hackers, too.
I should hang up on this lady.
Yeah.
You could hear her, right?
Yes.
Trevor's calling. Now Firefox is crashing.
Having all sorts of technical issues. Hey,
you guys know what? It turns out Vista sucks.
Well, I knew that.
It took you this long to notice?
Why are you using Vista?
It came with the computer.
Well, it's a worse embarrassment than freaking Windows ME.
Yeah, I need to get a theme for Vista that is Windows 8, so nobody knows.
It does bizarre things that no operating system should do, like letting you merge a working network with a non-working network and effectively cutting off all network access to the computer.
Bullshit.
It shouldn't let you do that.
It shouldn't, but it does. I've seen it like several times now.
I can't believe that.
Everybody on Tiny Chat was like 2 seconds away from seeing my cock. I realized I was taking a piss and the camera wasn't turned away.
What?
Yay!
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 Rob, you've got a microphone headset.
Away from seeing your cock.
You've got a microphone headset, right, Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes. It wasn't working before.
No, I had it up. I don't have a problem getting it up.
That's good.
Nice.
Give it time, man. Give it time.
That's what.
All right, everybody, Viagra add me on Facebook.com/OMGHacks with OHEM. I don't know. Go to cacthatradio.com and do it.
You got to make a new Skype Roxy just for the show, like I did.
Yup.
Maybe the fun show's not taken.
I had that phone number before I had my show.
Yeah, she doesn't want to change her phone number.
No, hey. I mean, I had that phone number before I had... Never mind.
Hey, can't you use your Google Voice account?
Yeah, I am using my Google Voice now that my phone got cut off.
Keep interrupting me, goddammit.
What?
No, you can port your number to Google Voice, your Skype number, and then you just forward Skype. Well, no, you can keep your same number that way. And then you forward Google Voice to Skype.
But I like Google Voice to be on my phone number. My cell phone.
You're complicated.
I'll just get a new Google Voice.
I'll get a
new Google Voice. It's cool.
Yeah, do that.
I like my Skype number that I got. I think it's pretty sweet.
We'll hold while you set it up. So start.
No, I'm going to bed.
Aww. No, not until you set this up. So,
there's a movie called Kadoosh.
www.gmail.com.
I'm looking at Netflix right now. I got a Netflix account free for 1 month, and I don't know what I'm going to do next month. But
Netflix is one of the only things I actually pay for.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I don't have any money, so if you want to donate to my Netflix fund. Contact me on Facebook for my PO box.
Though I did get 1 free month because I complained, but I didn't really complain on purpose. I was just pissed.
You do that to everyone.
Like free AT&T for over a year.
I think I told you this.
It's been about 7 years.
I think I told you this already, but you need to set up a business where you just sit there and complain for people all day and get them free things, and like you take half of whatever you get them.
Yeah, just whatever half of whatever I say to them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, I saved you $100 on your phone bill, so now you owe me $50.
Mm. Well, with Netflix, what happened was their iPhone app was having a problem, and it dumped all of the suggestions into my instant queue.
Wow.
Well, that sucks. Thing with Netflix, if you have an Xbox, is you have to buy Xbox Live, which blows because you got a Sony or a Wii or just a Blu-ray player, you don't have to pay for that extra shit. So now it's an extra $10 a month.
All right. 5 more minutes?
Yeah, yeah. We're not done telling you about Xbox yet.
Better make it 10.
Just in case.
But the guy on the phone from Netflix, I was just mostly pissed about the shitty programming job someone did that would allow the records to cross-contaminate. And the guy felt really bad, so he's like, well, how about a month for free? And I was like, okay.
Bastards.
Hello.
How about two?
But I actually like my Netflix subscription because whenever Comcast is shitty and they're like, are you sure we're shitty? I'm like, why would I have a Netflix subscription if you weren't shitty?
Oh, Roxy hung up. Let me call her back.
Yeah, she didn't tell us that LUSEC number, did she?
Yeah, she did. Here, I got it still. It's in my clipboard.
Was I like
the one
pie.
That didn't have the voicemail set up?
Roxy's number is busy.
She's hiding from you.
Hey, Mr. E, shut the fuck up, noob.
Hello.
What's up?
Fuck all. Just fapping. These guys called me before, like, mid-fap. Wasn't impressed.
Sorry about that.
Mid-fap? Is that some sort of European thing?
No.
No, that's an internet thing. Halfway through, like, masturbation, and then I hear Brad's sexy voice, really.
I hear Brad's sexy voice all the way through my masturbation.
Did that bring you closer to the edge, or did it stop it cold?
I'm scared.
Yeah, I just finished it. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. You should ban him, Brad.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
HBB, are you trying to do things to your pussy while wearing a Hitler mustache?
And traditionally his mustache was like
black.
Not blue.
Also, did your cat just bite you?
Yeah.
Your cat's head is huge, by the way. Or your head is tiny, one or the other. What size hat do you wear?
I don't know. Whatever fits. I can check, though.
Please do.
I don't know.
Are those real aviator's wings, or did you steal them?
They're real. They're, I had to buy them for $6 fucking bucks. It was
holy shit.
Claire's?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but I got it at an air show, so it was kind of worth it.
Did anybody crash during the air show? Because it's really not an air show unless there's a fatality.
There almost was, several times. It was kind of funny.
So you almost went to an air show?
Sort of. The Thunderbirds were there. But I kind
Again,
of ignored
them. So you almost went to an air show?
Yes, I almost went to an air show.
I haven't even
Brad, I saw some smoke earlier. What was that about?
I set my gobstoppers on fire accidentally.
Accidentally?
Yes.
HBB told me like a couple weeks ago, I don't know if I'm not supposed to tell anybody, but she didn't tell me I wasn't supposed to tell anybody, so I'm telling them that she tried something, but she really didn't like it, so she's not going to do it again. Right?
Yep.
She cannot confirm nor deny that.
All she can confirm is that she didn't like it.
But I did it twice, so it was kind of stupid.
Well, she had to make sure, you know?
She had to make sure.
Yes, not even once.
It's like the first time I had gay sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll still play with lighters.
Hey, I'll still play with buttholes, but it doesn't mean I'm going to keep going back.
What?
It's got 7-Elevens.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Firefox is crashing. I forgot about this.
Oh.
Firefox always crashes.
Fire up Chrome.
There's actually an ongoing project in Firefox to reduce the memory usage, so probably in about 5 months you'll see some improvement.
I use Chrome now.
The only thing I like about Firefox is that there's a lot of extensions that I can use to do neat little things.
Once
Chrome catches up, I'll just dump it.
I started using Chrome on my Mac, but I still have to open Firefox to use FTP.
Why don't you get something better for FTP? Get CyberDuck, or that's free, or get...
Yeah, you'll have to remind me of that, because that sounds... Yeah, I need to get rid of whatever I'm using.
The one extension I like for Firefox is iMacros. It's like a script for the browser now. Like, that's great. Back in the early days.
Brad, I'll send you CyberDuck. I'll send you my version of CyberDuck because it has a cute little duck icon that I made.
Okay.
Built into it that everybody loves because it's a little rubber ducky on a truck.
Very cute.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make my time lots of fun.
Oh, hey, guess what?
What?
I has Transformers 3 spoilers.
Oh.
No one cares, but holy shit.
Okay.
I need to watch 2 before that comes out.
You should watch it.
Hello?
Hello, is this the 7-Eleven?
Yes.
I'd like to find out, do you have engine oil?
Yes, we do.
Okay, what kind of engine oil do you have?
It looks like Penn's oil. And some
Penn's oil? What grade do you have of Penn's oil? Hello?
God damn it.
God damn it, what?
Let me get back to you on that. Give me one
second.
Wait. Sorry, okay, Surgeon is pissed.
What do you
want to do now? I'm confused. How many people do we have online?
Give me just one moment. I got a customer, and I'll check out and see what brand it is and what weight we have.
Okay, you can actually have the customer go check it because they're on that side of the aisle there.
I can't understand you at all.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, have the customer go check because they're on the other side of the counter. I don't want you to have to walk around.
Well, all right, thank you.
Well, I'm waiting. I hear the beep. She hasn't took off. You know, with a voice like this, I can, like, act in a hack movie. Hello. It's really, really painful to do. Seven-Eleven dude, are you there?
He's got to ring up people.
Beeping.
He's got to work for a little bit. He'll be back.
I can relax my jaw then, right?
No. I'm going to call a Circle K in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Okay.
That's weird.
Feedback.
Is that an echo?
Who's feeding back?
It won't let me call this number for some reason.
I want him to read me the back side of the thing, every word.
Is somebody snoring?
Sounds like it.
It's not me.
Not this time, huh?
Yeah, I'm fapping. Sorry. I'll mute my mic.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
This is Circle K.
Good morning, Circle K.
Hello, sir. I need to find out what... do you have engine oil? Do you have that? I got a boot. I need some of that engine oil that you mix with gasoline. You got some of that?
For a two-stroke motor, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. It's that oil you mix with gas. You know, you have to do it in a ratio.
You might try an automotive shop.
You don't have any two-cycle?
Yeah, if we have it, it'd be out on the shelf.
I mean, I'm not in the store. Can you check?
I got a line of customers right now.
Sir, you got listen. A line of customers? Well, tell the person in the back of the line to go check.
Yeah, that's not their job.
Well, that is their job. If you ask them to, they're in your store.
Sir, can we just eat, like pump some out of your car?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You can come and get some out of my car.
Okay. Okay.
You need to be a little asshole about it.
Yeah.
Well, at least he said yes, though. Okay.
By the way, rbcprape.me is updated now. And if you don't see what you're supposed to, if you still see Chris Tompkinson's Facebook, clear your cache and try again. I got this from Akiston, who got it from someone who will go unnamed because he's on Tiny Chat right now.
We're sorry. You have reached an...
It's Pat Sleet.
Wow, there's so many people on
there. Recording.com.
The webpage you have reached.com.
TheShortens.com.
You have reached. Website you have reached, which is really confusing, and it's hard to find what you're looking for.com.
The reason we do it is shut the fuck up, legend. You're always complaining about something, whether it's the volume levels or the navigation.com.
That's right.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Circle K, how you doing? Have you found that oil yet?
Have I found the what?
The oil. Do you have two-cycle oil?
Two-cycle oil?
Two-cycle oil. You know, the stuff you mix with the gas.
No, we don't have that.
Are you sure?
About 5W30.
What's that? 5W30.
W30?
Yeah.
5W30, yeah.
No, we just have like 30W40 and stuff for cars.
30W40? Hello.
What's that?
30W40, how much is that 30W40 oil?
It's like $4-something.
Or something. Can you, like, I'm really low on money. I need 2 quarts. I only have, like, $4. I need 2 quarts, so can you cut me a deal?
Can't do that.
Why not? What if I pay for one and shoplift the other? You won't tell nobody, would you?
Let's have fun.
Well, I will. I'll go in there and I'll put one down my pants and I'll pay for one you won't even know about, right?
Incorrect.
Incorrect? Well, what if you don't see me?
I'll see you.
No, you won't. Because I'm stealthy. I'm stealthy for a big guy. I'm part black. I can get away with it easy.
Have a good night.
You too. Faggot.
I like the belligerence at the end.
The cellular number you have called is not assigned. Please check the number and try to call again. Le numéro de téléphone que vous avez composé n'est pas attribué.
Oh, God.
Vérifiez le numéro et essayez de nouveau.
It's Quebec.
The cellular number you have called is not assigned. Please check the number and try to call again. Le numéro de téléphone que vous avez composé n'est pas attribué. Veuillez vérifier le numéro et essayez de nouveau.
Yeah, you gotta normalize all those files, Jen.
Oh my gosh, shut up, Jen.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr. Known as Hardee's, east of the... Where does the line between Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, you know?
I don't know. Somewhere in the Midwest. Who was it that Rob thought the brought to you by Carl's Jr. guy was?
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
I personally feel like it sounds like...
Lawrence Fishburne?
No, I can't. Forrest Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker. Ah. That's what it sounds like. Brad, send me a picture of who it actually is.
We're sorry.
Okay, hold on.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
I'm going to find the YouTube for it.
Who's that guy who does those commercials for Allstate?
That's the brown guy from a bunch of TV shows, like 24 or something.
Yeah.
That's right, I don't call black people black because they're not black, they're brown, so I call them brown people.
That's very sensitive.
Brown, but not brown skin?
That's racist.
That's racist.
No, that's colorist. I'm a hueist.
Okay, I'm going to post the link. That's Forrest Whitaker. It was a great
movie.
Wasn't
he also, wasn't he also one of the officers in like Crimson Tide?
I've never seen that.
I haven't watched movies like for a while. What I want to, I'm waiting for is like for somebody to like subtitle that newish live action. There's that echo again. Space Battleship Yamato.
Oh yeah, that.
Yeah, that. No, you never watched that. Shame on it.
I don't think so.
No, no, it was used to be. Oh, it came out. It was a Japanese movie anime back in the 70s. Oh, shit.
This is Waffle House, Granite City.
Cool.
Granite City Waffle House.
Hey, I need some waffles. Badly. Badly.
All right.
Can you help me with that? I need a lot of waffles because I'm a fat man, and I need about 3 or 4 gallons of syrup. Can you handle it?
We don't have 4 gallons of syrup.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How can I be for certain that you're sure? Well, can I bring my own syrup in?
Huh?
Can I bring my own stash of syrup?
If you feel like you need to, yes.
I absolutely feel like I need to because you don't have enough to suit my taste.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Can I bring my other stash?
Can I bring my own grill inside?
No, you cannot.
Why not? Maybe I don't trust your grill master. I don't think he washed his hands.
Then you shouldn't eat here.
Well, I'm gonna
really have a master's.
What's that open sore on his right pinky? He's got an open sore. I seen it earlier, and he was like dripping blood all over the grill. What's up with that?
I think you have the wrong Waffle House.
No, no, this is one with the yellow trim, right?
Granite
yellow
City.
Trim with the yellow sign with black font.
Granite City.
Well, all Waffle House have that sign.
Well, I know. Is Linda there?
Oh, no, they don't.
No, she is not here. She'll be here in the morning.
She'll be there in the morning, Linda? Can I get some pecans on my waffles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I get them crushed?
Yes.
Well, can I bring my own nuts?
No.
I don't think your nuts are clean. I'll bring my own nuts. I'll put them in your waffle. How about that?
I don't think we can do that.
Why not?
Because we are not allowed.
Well, what if I bring them and put them on my own waffle? Are you going to come over and take them off my waffle? These nuts. These nuts, man. Was it Linda or Lisa?
Huh?
I'm trying to remember. Was it Linda or Lisa?
Who?
I don't know. Haven't you ever read issue 99?
Have what?
Issue 99.
Who's 99?
You haven't read issue 99.
No.
I can't remember if it's Linda or Lisa. I know that shit was funny, though.
I think it was Linda.
Yeah, Linda.
So Linda still works there in the daytime?
Yeah, she works first shift.
First shift. She answered phone calls?
This is the corporate office. We need you to give us her home phone number.
Absolutely.
And break out all your windows.
And provide us a urine sample.
We need Linda's home phone number or cell phone number.
I can't give that out.
Oh, no. We're with the corporate office with Waffle House, so it's okay.
Can I use your name?
Well, this is a conference call, ma'am.
My name is Roy.
We're actually in a conference room right now. We're trying to evaluate the status of several Waffle Houses.
He has a mustache. Listen to him.
Do what?
Look, this is the Waffle House corporate. We're in the middle of a very important meeting, and we're trying to evaluate the status of current managers and other sales associates there at the Waffle House. And unfortunately, we're not able to get in contact with one at the moment. It's really important that we speak with her to decide whether or not this is an establishment that we want to keep open. So if you could please give us her number so we can talk to her, we would really appreciate that. Thank you.
I am not allowed to give out her number.
Well, I'm telling you right now, as a member of the corporate executive staff here at the that you can go ahead and give out the number so that we can contact her immediately.
Hold on one second.
We need more swearing.
We should ask her if she has blue waffles.
If she has what?
Blue waffles.
How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, this Hello? Is the... Hi, this is the executive boardroom here at Waffle House Corporate, and we're trying to evaluate some of the employees there. However, we weren't able to reach one of them, and we were looking for a number so we could contact her.
We can't get any phone numbers. If you want to talk, get a phone number, you're going to have to talk to the manager in the daytime.
This is a very important call, and we're doing this right now. We have to talk to her immediately, so we don't have to ask to give out the number immediately so we can speak with her.
Okay, who's the employee?
Hold on, let me ask one of the other executives exactly who it is we're looking for.
Linda.
Her name is Linda.
It's Linda. We're looking for Linda.
Okay, you ready?
Yes. Go ahead.
Whoa.
Dick.
That was insane.
That wasn't a number. You're a mind reader, Brad. I was about to say you can trust him because he's mustachioed.
That was on the look. That was next thing.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't sound very official.
I think you did, especially when the dot matrix was going.
I tried to do my talk really fast and confuse them sort of spiel.
Yeah, that was good.
It works, man.
And worse than anything in TV.
Legend, by the way, was that an anime series called Star Blazers by chance?
Yes. Yes.
I used to get up when I was 12 every day at 5 o'clock in the morning and watch that damn shit.
Yep. Good shit, man. All the way to Iskandar and back within 1 year.
Yeah, that's right.
They didn't tell nobody that, like, the planet next to Iskandar was Gamelon.
They serve dick nuts on the flights.
Do you remember the theme song?
We must be strong and brave. Our home we have to save.
If we don't, in just 1 year, Mother Earth will disappear.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Fat, yo.
All these new fags are saying what?
We should stay up until Linda comes into work.
I wonder if that's the same one. Could that be?
It could be. It's the same, definitely the same Waffle House.
I wonder if it's the same Linda.
Maybe if I shove my microphone up my nose, you guys will be able to hear what's on my mind.
It works.
I like how you had to ask. That's substandard.
Unbelievable. If nobody gets that... last call off, so you should go back and look at the unauthorized issue.
Who the fuck is typing their memoirs?
Not me.
I'm trying to find another 7-Eleven.
Call one in the DC area. That would be kind of funny.
Check it out, you guys. I'm actually a fat guy, but I look like I have a chiseled jawline with my beard.
That's a good
trick.
You're
not fat.
It was a joke, HBB.
Sorry. Jeez.
Jesus, up key.
I'm going to put Christ on my up key just because of your comment.
Put like a little halo on it.
I'm going to put a little crown of thorns on my up key.
little sign that says Henry.
Smoke weed every day.
I'm gonna put a macro on my computer so every time I hit the up key, some little prayer pops up.
I'm sure somebody has thought of that. Probably.
Ring.
Ring a ding.
Ring a ding a dingy.
Phone's ringing.
Ring a dingy.
They're in the cooler.
Ring a dingy.
We're sorry. No one has answered your phone. You can... How does it...
Can I help you?
Hello. Yeah. How you doing?
Speak up.
What's up, noob?
I can barely hear you. Could you speak up, please?
Yeah, well, what can I help you?
Yeah. I need to find out what you have there for sale.
Sorry, I don't have a time to...
Do you have any buttermilk biscuits in there? Fuck.
I think that's a no.
Got French fried potatoes?
Mmm, taters.
I like them
biscuits and gravy.
Do you have any biscuits in there?
Biscuits and gravy.
Legend, I love your Sling Blade voice.
I can't do it right. You shouldn't have killed my little brother. I can't do it right. Sometimes I can do it dead on, but not right now, friend. Not right now.
It's better than I can do.
Not enough Jack Daniels, you right?
No, I don't drink.
I think Karaz fell asleep.
He always does.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, buddy, hey. I was wondering, do you know how much beer you have in the fridge right now?
What?
How much beer do you have in the fridge right now?
Wait.
I'm hanging up on him because I can't even hear him.
Wait.
Hey, speak the fuck up.
Can you turn up your phone? This is Budweiser, and we need to know how much beer you have in the fridge.
You should try and social engineer a 7-Eleven to agree to give free food to somebody that comes in. or maybe just like a customer that's in line. Say it's like a prize.
Okay. That's what you want, Arby.
Or get them to...
Add Shopper's Dash, where they have to grab as much as they can in 20 minutes.
Hello, sir. This is Dale from Corporate. How are you tonight? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Dale from Corporate. I received a customer survey today. And we just needed to do a refund to him. He's standing in line, male in his 40s. If you see him, it would be great if you could give him a cup discount on any beverage.
Okay, wait a minute. Come on, one time.
All right.
Come on. Hello. Come on, one time. I don't know what he says. Hello?
Hi, this is Dale from Corporate. How are you tonight?
Yeah, good. Hello?
Do you have any males? Hello? Can you hear me?
Huh?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I hear you. Hello?
The Tabachi disappeared.
All right.
He disappeared on Tiny Chat, too.
Yeah, I think he left.
What a dick. But he's in the middle of a call, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Like, he was saying earlier that he was going to leave because he was tired.
I think that was a malfunction.
In the middle of a call, though?
Dick! Call him back. I'll fix it.
That's funny. I see Laugh Track Matt is online.
Yeah, he is. I coaxed him on to Skype. There he is.
I don't see him. Oh, yeah. There he is.
Watch.
Matt.
Johnny Quest.
How come we can never hear the 7-Eleven people?
What was his name? Hodge?
Call him Cobra.
I think corporate buys like phones that are really quiet at 7-Eleven so that we can't prank them and use their pranks.
They don't
on the
have
internet.
Corporate. They're franchises.
Oh.
Cobra!
Cobra!
Hey, Matt.
Hi.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
What you doing?
Drinking beers.
It's broken up in two.
Wow, us too.
Hey, Matt.
Awesome. Hey, hey. How you doing, buddy?
Somebody doing it?
Yeah, hey, man. This is Roy. I'm Dale's supervisor. He was trying to speak with you earlier. There is a how many customers are currently in the store?
Now?
How many customers are in the store?
No customers.
There are no customers in the store?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not busy right now, is that correct? You're not busy right now?
Nah, maybe after the time.
What's your name, buddy?
My name is Testify.
Your name is Testify?
Yes.
Alright, Testify. We're overstocked. We're overstocked right now on Corona beer, and I need you to go ahead, and I want you to reduce the price of Corona beer by 90%.
What?
Okay. Do you know how to do a price change on the computer?
Computer?
Yeah, the computer. Do you know how to do a price change on the computer?
Yes, which one?
The main computer that you ring up sales on. I need you to do a price change. I need you to do a price override.
What do you buy?
I want you to do a price override.
Over?
Yeah, override. I want you to change the price of Corona beer. I want you to reduce it by 90%.
What kind of...
Did you finish grade school?
You are customer?
No, I am your boss. I'm in the management. I'm from the corporate office. We manage this. We own the 7-Elevens. I'm the 7-Eleven owner that you work at.
Okay.
Do you understand what an owner is? I own the store you work at.
Yes.
Do you? Did you
cutting out, Rob.
Did you finish third grade, buddy?
Did you finish third grade, buddy? Is what he said, sir.
Any comprehension skills whatsoever?
Mm-hmm, what? I don't understand.
No, obviously you don't understand. I'm sorry that my English is...
Poor Cobra.
I'm sorry that my English is fantastic and my enunciation is pristine, but unfortunately you can't fucking understand me because you came over on a fucking raft.
That's not nice.
He didn't. He came stowed away in a fucking wheel well.
seriously, buddy. I'm from corporate office. and we're overstocked on Coronas. We're going to be sending you a lot tomorrow, so I need you to reduce the price by 90%.
Thank you. Come tomorrow.
No, no. Tomorrow will be too late. I need you to reduce the price right now. Corona beer, put it, mark the price 90% off.
90% over which one? Which one?
90% off Corona beer. Go mark it down.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Okay.
You gonna go do it?
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not okay. I need a verbal confirmation in the form of a sentence that you're going to go take 90% off Corona beer.
Basically, you come back and I'm in the correction room. I don't know what you're doing. So, I'm so come on.
Look, it's
oh, you're a customer there. Great. Finally, there's a customer.
It's very simple. Okay, you got a 12-pack of Corona beer. All right.
Yeah, I don't know why you're digging us around here, sir.
He's telling me we hung up on that guy. Oh, God, this country's going down the shitter, isn't it?
Morning. This may be his customer.
Why is it my cousin who speaks very well, can't get a fucking job at a Target or a gas station, but that fucking dick neck probably walked in there and they were like, you're hired.
Yeah. Well, because he'll work for glass beads and a bowl of rice.
They don't know what the hell they're doing.
And all the curry they can eat.
Yeah.
They don't ask for health insurance. They're the model employees.
You'll work harder with a gun on your back for a bowl of rice a day.
Holiday in Cambodia.
It's a tough kid, but it's life.
7-Eleven.
Speak up.
7-Eleven.
Dummy.
What's up?
Yeah, guy? Hi, this is the corporate office. How are you?
Doing fine, what's up?
I'm doing well this evening. However, we did have tipping of Corona beer that we're sending to your location, so you're currently going to be overstocked. We need you to reduce the price by 90%, please.
I don't understand what you're saying.
We need you to do a price override on Corona beers. We're currently sending in another shipment to you, so you're going to be overstocked. So we have to move your current merchandise. So we need you to reduce the price of Corona beer by 90%.
Well, you got to talk to my manager about that. I'm not obligated to do that.
Yes, but I need to have this. We need to have this taken care of before the morning shift.
You got to talk to Chris.
Do you have his home phone number?
No, can't get that out. You got to talk to Chris.
Well, I need. Well, what's your name, buddy?
Got to talk to Chris, sir.
Sir, you don't understand. This has to be taken care of by the morning.
All right. But you got to talk to Chris.
I'm talking to you. I need you to go ahead and reduce the price by 90%.
I don't think he's falling for it.
Apparently, I got to talk to Chris Heller back.
Those people have they have crime in their blood, so they can smell lies.
don't say 90%. Say something more like 40 or 50%. Because 90% is too much. 90% is a 12-pack at like $13 down to like $1.29.
I think you should go a whole different route. Say you've been watching the camera from the corporate office and they're drinking beer in there and, I don't know, accuse them of other things.
Then you take the next one, buddy. Go for it.
I don't know.
Dude, I found out the cameras up here do work.
Shit. Holy shit.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Sorry.
Doing like that.
Sorry,
voice, buddy.
I didn't mean to do the breaking news right beforehand, but I got into a room that I normally don't go into, and there it's like it's switching back and forth between monitors, and it's like all the cameras work, but somehow the VHS got destroyed and put back in the VCR.
Get him,
so
get him.
All's good.
Get them to go in the cooler and count bottles.
That kind of shit.
Say, you're going to be overstocked. You need to know how much they actually have in stock.
Hello, Seven Kitchen.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Ma'am, you're extremely low. I can barely hear you. Can you speak up? Hello. She's still there. What's wrong with the link? Everybody is low.
I am.
Hello? Perhaps we should allow a female to do this.
Maybe.
Get them to go in the cooler and count it, if you can.
I want them to like give a customer a free everything.
Come on, Brad, you do one. Show us how
you're
done.
Watching them on the camera.
I don't think I should do one.
That you're watching them on the cam.
7-Eleven. Waldo Ballou speaking.
Hello, this is Paul with the corporate office and the security department.
Yes.
And we just saw you put a pack of cigarettes in your pocket over the security cameras. And we need you to...
Me?
Yes, we just saw you do that. And we need you to put those back on the shelf. You can't steal.
Try hold on, okay?
Why do I have to hold on? I don't think she's buying it.
I don't know.
I think she's putting them back.
That's serious.
She's going back. She is too.
I'd be freaked out if I got that call too.
Yeah, so we're back.
It's a really long walk over to the cigarette rack. It's taking a long time.
Maybe she's going to go take a drive.
Maybe.
Did she hang up or she put the phone
Hello?
Down?
Hello, may I help you?
So this is the first one.
Hello?
This one isn't me. This is the first one. She's still there.
Hello, may I help you?
Hi there, you there. I can hear you better.
Okay. May I help you?
I have no clue what to say. I'm sorry, I forgot what I was going to say.
Yes, ma'am. We're calling from the corporate office. We've been having a meeting here. We're doing a new distribution of Corona, and we need to know before we send out what the stores have in stock. Can you go in the cooler and check and see how much Corona you have in stock before we send out the next shipment? Because we're going over our spreadsheets here, you see, so we need to know how much to send to each office.
I'm not sure.
Well, you don't know how much you have in stock?
Tomorrow.
You don't know how much you have in stock? Can you go check and see how much you have in stock?
I cannot let you know. I cannot give it to you. You have to call our office for that.
All right, well,
look, bitch, go count. Do your fucking job or get back on the boat. Go count the fucking bottles.
Try to call tomorrow morning when this office is open.
No, you do it now, you dumb cunt.
No, sorry.
I've had it up to here with you.
Bye.
Matt's losing his patience with these fucking people. I'm with you, buddy. I don't know if it's a language barrier or a cultural barrier, but they are fucking dumb as rocks.
What's a white area I can search?
They're not even, like, real words. They're all, like, little, like, timid, like, eking grunts and shit. Like, I don't know.
Here, I'm doing Oregon, because I don't think they allow black people there.
That'll be good news for Matt, then.
Fucking black people are better, man. At least they fucking get mad. These fucking things fart like a goddamn Pokemon gumball stuck on the bottom of your shoe or something.
Oh, man. Pokemon gumball.
What the hell?
Hi, this is Jill Johnson. Are you there, sir?
Hello?
Hey, man, this is Dale Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Yo, I'm driving a bus here.
Who?
Got a busload of people, and we want to get a bunch of coffees. This is Dale Johnson from Skyline Tour Bus. I've got a busload of people here. We all want some coffees. Wonder if you could put up a special brew for us.
Okay.
We want regular coffee. Will we get some sort of discount?
Yeah, okay.
Cool. There's about 60 of us here.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow.
What the hell? That was comedy gold.
What the fuck?
You should have asked him about Jerry Curl Juice.
Jesus.
I'm confused. What the fuck is that?
What's that supposed to be? No wonder you can't feed yourself.
I just want a ton of excess coffee. That's all.
Seven cabbies, last room.
What?
Hello.
Hello there. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
Oh, call him back.
Try him again.
Call
you
that
started
snake.
That, we got stuck in a hello loop.
Call that snigga back. Matt, have you listened to the podcast, The Frank Show?
Not yet, buddy. I didn't know it was up.
Oh, yeah, it's up.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the show was a 7 live. The podcast is a 9. That's what I give it.
Oh, awesome, dude. Cool.
I was telling people earlier that I did cut out your sand nigger comment. And I cut part of it. It says sand nigger. It now says snigger.
That's okay.
I think it's funnier that way.
I don't mind being edited.
I hate listening to that show. I hate hearing myself.
It's okay, Trevor. I cut out about half your audio. Mostly your stutters. I cut out all your stutters.
I stuttered.
Oh, shit. Eat a dick.
Oh, I got an erection.
Yeah, but Trevor, every time you said I like 5 times, I cut it down to one or two I's.
Yeah, I stutter too much.
I stutter.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I was, I, the only time I left a stutter was when you little thing was.
I stutter all the time. I'm trying to get better with it, but sometimes I just relapse.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, 7-Eleven.
Hi there. Can you hear me now?
What?
Can you hear me now?
Can you understand?
Who is you?
Who, me? I'm they call me Roy.
Huh?
Hi there. I need to find out, I'm kind of homeless, and I'm trying to figure out if you have any, extra, hot dogs or any other kind of food that you were... if you're going to throw it out anyway, I'll take it off your hands for you,
Okay, if I get, I will keep you. Would you give me a time? But now I can't decide,
Well, I need to find out because I'm kind of hungry. I haven't really ate in like a day. Usually if I get this hungry, I go inside the store and I just steal the food, but I don't want to do that because that's sinful.
You are talking openly. That's a good idea. But would you give me a time? Okay.
Well, sometimes. When do you expect to be clearing out your grill? I mean, You tell me.
No, I will put. Okay.
Because my stomach's empty. I've been walking around. I've been trying to look for a job, but nobody wants to hire me because I'm a big guy and I got like 5 or 10 like major felonies. But I can't find a job and I'm out here starving.
Okay.
I got a raging crack habit.
Okay. I will give you two hot dog. I will give you. Okay.
Are they normal size hot dogs, or are they going to be 3-pound hot dogs?
One cheeseburger, the other 1/4 pound.
Okay, that sounds good. Just make sure they're not, make sure they're, pretty clean. And can you package them up real nice? Can you put mustard and ketchup on them?
That's not a big deal, okay.
Okay, not a big deal? Okay, and relish too, and onions?
Yeah, what?
And a Pepsi.
Can you, put a Pepsi on the side of it, too?
Pepsi? No.
Pepsi
no.
And some chips?
No, I can't.
Look, dude, there's about 5 or 6 of us out here. We're all cold. We're hungry. Can you just kind of box it up and set it out on a dumpster out back of the place?
And we get 2 hot dogs each.
I only want half.
Oh, Jen can't take a full wiener.
Oh, nope. Hey, Jen.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
All right, what happened the other day?
The fuck?
Why didn't you come through town?
What?
Nothing. Why didn't you come through town, I said?
Yeah, planes change, I'm sorry.
I called you about how many million times?
I know, right?
You think I'm going back to something?
Going back to that call we just made, it's very easy to get free hot dogs at gas stations if you social engineer them. I do it all the time.
That's what I was saying earlier. My kids do that.
And I usually get a soda and a hot dog. It's easy. You just don't go to the same place twice. That's the rule of thumb.
The 7-Eleven across the street will give me anything at 3 a.m. when they get their new shit. They're like, you want anything? Buddy, the guy that buys 30 packs.
This is what you do. This is how we ate for an entire summer. For our entire summer, we did this in Chicago because there's plenty of fast food joints.
Yeah, we should call Samantha to let her hear this.
But what we would do is we go through the drive-thru and say we just went through the drive-thru and they forgot an item of food. And they just give us the item of food. And we do this at McDonald's. Burger King would check receipts. Taco Bell would not. But I remember McDonald's and Taco Bell were always... You always count on those. In Chicago, I mean, they're a dime a dozen. There's no shortage of those things, so we eat an entire summer that way.
Awesome. And Brad, Samantha just blows like dudes, so she eats fine.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
She's always sucking dicks.
Burger King doesn't check receipts either. It came through and said you were missing stuff. They just give it to you.
On 60th and Burnside, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. This is Dave with the corporate office.
Okay.
Yeah, how many customers do you currently have in the store?
Pardon me?
How many customers do you currently have in the store?
You're cutting in and out. I'm sorry.
He says, how many customers do you have in the store?
I'm here with my manager, right. Roy.
How many customers do I have in the store right now?
Yeah.
How many customers do you currently have in the store?
Rob's just cutting out a lot. It's okay. Just answer me and then I'll tell him.
I don't have any customers right now.
Oh, that's good because we want to do this privately. I'm in the corporate office in the security department.
Okay.
And I'm watching you on the camera right now and I saw you put those cigarettes in your smock. And you need to put that back.
I did not do that, sir.
No, we have it on camera. There's no need to deny it.
No, I don't have any cigarettes in my smock. I have my own pack.
Let's see you turn the smock inside out.
Sure. Just a moment. Are you sure you got the right store?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, because the phone numbers are all linked on the cameras.
Is this a prank call?
No, sir.
Here's one pocket.
This is a serious matter.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
I just did it.
Oh, you just turned your smock inside out.
Turned inside out. Okay. Fine.
Okay.
I'm taking it completely off.
Sir, we might require you to take off more than the smock.
Yeah, we're just going to have to report you as being an idiot. You actually, is this a prank call?
Call him back and do it again.
I can't believe he actually took it off.
He kept saying smock.
Smock.
That was perfect.
I'm in third grade finger painting.
I think I'm not.
I'm wearing one of Daddy's shirts back.
Who are we? Who are we, sir?
What was that? Repeat yourself.
Good night.
Where are we?
No,
have
tell
your fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wait, sir. Who are we? Call him back.
Hey, Dick Smoker.
One more time. One last time.
He said, well, "I think." He said, "I think I know who you are." He said,
"Sure, backwards."
He's gonna be giving someone the stink eye.
Still up in one of your father's old dress shirts to for art class.
I'll go answer.
I'm sure he's like cartoon, like red in the face with the steam coming out the ears right now.
You can do another call, try again later.
Mr. Dick and Balls just said you're fired, so let's call somewhere and fire somebody.
No, also, I was thinking of a new game where you make them run around and do tasks. Like, I don't know, check the temperature in the cooler or check the level of paper towels in the bathroom.
And they get a point.
How about we get them to masturbate and say, oh, Jen, oh, Jen.
I say we do that right now.
Yep. That wouldn't be funny.
Yeah, you do it. You lead it. Hey, you can play that game with me.
Hello, this is Paul from the corporate office.
Yes?
Yeah, we had an alarm that the cooler was a little bit too low. And we need you to go over to the cooler door and look at the gauge and tell us what temperature it's at right now.
Hold on.
Okay. I get 1 point. One Eller buck.
You should have him look back through the paper logs of the fridge temps.
What's the next thing he should do?
Barometric pressure.
Where do you get that?
You don't.
He needs to give us a total for all the receipts from the last
don't
hour.
Count everything in that store.
No, he has to give us a total for all the receipts for the last hour.
Rob, you should take over. I'm going to fuck up.
Okay.
Better. I got an idea.
Okay, are you going to take over?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, what's the temperature on that right now?
54 degrees.
All right, you got an ice machine in the place?
I've got the fan shut off because I'm back there stocking the cooler. I'll flip them back on.
All right. Well, take the bags of ice out of the ice machine and get them in the cooler right away.
Take them and put them in the cooler?
Yeah, all of them. Every single bag you got. Get them in the cooler. That thing's got to be 34 degrees all the time.
Okay.
We'll hold.
Holy shit.
That was great.
Holy.
I'm going to write down that number. We got to call him back in a little bit.
That was great.
Holy shit. He's going to get fired.
He's going to get frozen.
He's all like, Man, it's gonna take a minute because I'm back there stuck in the fucking cooler right now. How did you go to crease in that motherfucker?
He said he had the fans off to be stocking, man.
He's back. He should have been like, are you out of your mind, man?
Brought to you by Charles Jr.
He already got the Ebola and the goddamn Corona.
He's fucking chucking bags of ice out of the ice machine in that cooler right now.
Idiot.
He was a good old boy, you could tell. He's doing it all quick, like, too, and shit. Sweat.
Can I just go do seminars for 7-Eleven and that can be my money? Like, if anyone calls you and asks you anything, just don't do it. That'd be the whole
You'd speech. Be rich, Matt.
Yeah. Like, dude, just don't do it. The phone rings at night. Don't do it.
We should call up some corporate people and propose that.
Yeah.
7-Eleven, this is
Maya. Hi, ma'am. How are you this evening? This is Roy from the corporate office.
Who?
This is Roy from the 7-Eleven corporate office.
Okay.
We've been having a problem this evening with coolers. Can you please go over to your cooler and know what the current temperature is?
Our cooler?
Yes, we've been having anomalies on the mainframe with all the coolers in your area. And I'm double-checking with each of the locations to make sure that everything is working properly. Could you please go back to your cooler and give me the current temperature, that the thermometer?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I'm sorry, who am I speaking to?
This is Henry at Swan Island 7-Eleven.
Okay, excellent, yes. This is Roy from the corporate office. We currently have a problem on the mainframe. It's registering some cooler anomalies in your area, and I'd like for you... You or one of your employees to go to the back and give me the current reading on your cooler.
For the temperature?
Yes, where you keep all your alcoholic beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I need the temperature.
Okay, the temperature is about 28 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right, because we're reading it at about 58. Are you sure the thermometer is working properly on that cooler?
Yeah, it's working properly. Fine. Yeah, it's definitely. We can use the handheld thermometer too and get the same.
Okay, can you take the handheld thermometer in there and stand in there for about 10 or 15 minutes and see what it reads?
Yeah.
All right, can you do that right now and then let us know?
Yeah, I can do that right now.
We'll hold.
All right, yeah, go ahead and set the phone down. We'll wait.
Okay, no, there's two people here. I'll have the other person stand inside, and then I'll get a reading in a minute. Okay.
All right, it'll take about 10 or 15 minutes for it to get to the right temperature to give us a good reading.
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately, we're having some serious problems with our Comcast uplink. It's causing us to get distortions in our connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a big deal. This is a conference call. I'm Dave. I got Roy on the phone here. We're trying to troubleshoot the problem right now.
Okay.
Hi. We've also got one of the members of our technical staff, Bradius, on the line, should we need any backup.
Okay.
Yo, what up?
He's based out of Harlem.
Y'all seriously want to wait for this guy to come back?
All right, sir, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have somebody in there reading the temperature right now?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Good.
Have you gotten a reading for us yet?
Okay. Let me go ask real fast.
Yes, please go ask real fast.
What's the reading on it?
1035.
1035. Is this going down or is it staying?
Staying.
It's staying. Okay, it's right now it's staying at about 35 degrees.
35 degrees. Okay.
Temperature a bit by about 10 degrees. Do you have any an ice machine in the place?
Huh?
Do you have an ice machine?
I do believe so.
All right. Can you move bags of ice into the cooler to lower the temperature? Because at 35, the drinks aren't chilled properly. They need to be lower than that.
Yeah. Yes,
the potential for the potential for ruining the beverages is quite high. And if they're ruined, they could become contaminated, and we can no longer sell those beverages, and that would be a major problem.
Right. Yeah. And then your franchise would be responsible for the cost of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't want to be responsible for having to restock, 100 or 200 beers, would you?
I definitely would not.
Exactly.
Okay, so what we need you to do is have you move all the bags of ice out of your ice cooler into the cooler to help try and lower the temperature until we fix the glitch.
Okay.
Actually, how many bags of ice do you have? I'm speaking with the technical advisor over here, Bradius, and he's let me know that you may not have enough bags on hand to cover the amount of alcoholic beverages you currently have in the cooler. Do you also carry other items like frozen dinners or ice creams? Any of those items will also work as a coolant.
Yeah, we have a bunch of bags of ice that we can do.
How many bags of ice, though, sir?
Probably over 40.
Over 40 bags of ice, and yeah, how many alcoholic beverages do you currently have in the cooler?
Looks about hundreds, almost like about 100.
Okay. Well, first we're gonna have you move the ice, but if you find that the ice isn't really really covering all those beverages well, then Bradius has told me that you're now authorized to also move over any of the ice cream that is going to be expiring in the next 7 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then we're gonna move the ice over to the thing. Okay.
Yeah. Let's start with that. But if you find that you don't have enough ice, we'll move on to other items that can help contain the coolant.
Okay.
What was the temperature supposed to be at?
Oh, we need to get it down at least to 32.
28 degrees.
Preferably 28 degrees. We're looking to reach 28 degrees.
Oh, 28. Okay, because as I go further into the vault, it starts to go down.
Yeah, where all the alcoholic beverages are, it's down a lot farther. It was kind of by the door where she was checking.
We need the entire internal temperature to be at least 28 degrees.
Okay, because I was checking it, and I was standing by the door, so I don't know if the heat from the outside was...
Yes, but we need a constant 28 degrees, and that includes when customers are going in and out.
So okay. Right, when you were standing there by the door, was the door open or was it closed?
About in between.
Okay, either it's open or it's closed, ma'am.
Okay, then it was open.
Okay, then that would have been an inaccurate reading, so just don't worry about that. Just continue to stock up the ice, and we'll make sure that none of the beverages get contaminated by heat.
Okay.
All right, and we're going to hang up after you do that, but I'll give you my direct line here. Again, my name's Dave. I'm at the corporate office. My number is 985-655-2500. That's my direct line right to my desk.
All right, give me 1 second. I have to find a pen.
All right.
Okay, so it was...
985.
Okay. 985.
655.
Okay.
2500.
Okay.
All right, and we're going to hang up. We got a couple other offices to catch up with, a couple other stores. And but if you don't hear back from us, definitely call that number and talk to us.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, we have a...
We're still on the phone with them?
They hang up?
I'm not sure. No, they're still there.
We'll hang up on them.
No. Now's the time you add another 7-Eleven. And then another. And then another.
Can't one of you all hang up on it?
Are they still there?
Yes. The 502 number.
And they've still
got a... still here.
Excellent. How is the current condition of the cooler?
It's at 30.
Okay, keep going. You're almost there. You're almost there. Oh, I'm getting close.
And how long did you say that this has been going on?
Oh, we've had it going on for several hours at least, but
just don't worry your pretty little head over that, Missy.
Don't worry, the franchise directors have everything under control. When we call you up, you listen, you follow, you do, everything gets taken care of.
Obey.
Bradius, set up the God Echo. I want to say obey.
Okay, say it.
Obey! Obey!
Again.
Obey!
What's going on?
I like it.
I kind of feel like God, man.
Oh, she just hung up.
That's the end of that chapter.
Got it.
That's okay. Wait till they call back that number for the corporate office.
Yeah, but dude, you should have just let somebody put a real fucking number in.
That is a real number.
I know, but no, they could have called one of our numbers back. Obey!
It doesn't matter, you can hear him moving the ice, Matt.
Hello. 7-Eleven.
Hello.
Hi, Dale Johnson, I've got an urgent matter on hand.
Oh, sir, no, you were moving the bags of ice into the cooler, correct? This is the corporate office again? This is the corporate office?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, were you moving the bags of ice into the cooler? Did you finish that yet? Ice in the cooler.
What about ice?
Oh, wait. No, you're the wrong one.
Oh, never you mind.
Yeah, just don't even worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry your pretty little head about it.
Okay, no, I dialed the wrong number. Let me try again. Maybe one of you should do this instead of me.
Yeah, we'll finish it up. We'll get it.
What are we just gonna yell at? If you just want me to yell at him, I'll do it.
Well, this is the one from like two or three calls ago that started loading ice into the cooler. ask him to put him back now.
Yeah. No, I want him to add ice cream and shit. I want him to add other stuff.
Okay.
I want him to add ridiculous quiet shit. I want him to add some other stuff.
Oh, you'll lose it though.
Don't ask. Empty their Baskin Robbins cooler into there.
The sensors are still indicating a temperature rise.
Ah, hey, we could have them
still moving bags of ice.
We could have them drive over to Circle K to buy some ice.
Hey, we'll double it back
after. No, you can just take money out of the register.
You can pocket some for yourself if you'd like. It's some hazard pay
for your trouble.
I think call those dick necks back. They need to pick up the phone. They need to start emptying ice cream into the beer.
They keep saying it's busy. I think it's trying to send a fax or something.
I think Jen should try one.
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Hi, yes, how's it going with the ice? This is the corporate office.
I went in there and flipped the coolers on and shut the door, or flipped the fans on, shut the door. It's already down to 38 degrees right now.
All right, well, the problem is it needs to be down to 28 degrees. So did you move the ice or no?
28 degrees is below freezing, man. I'm not putting it listen, it's going down. It's down at 38 right now.
It's got to be lower than that.
Well, it'll get lower because now the fans are on and the door's shut.
Okay, so why were the fans off to begin with?
Pardon?
Why were the fans off to begin with? Why was it probably up into the 40s with cold beer and cold drinks? Why was it up that high?
Because I went back, and when I go back and stock the cooler, I shut the fans off so I'm not freezing to death back there.
Well, sir, we have official clothing that you're supposed to wear when you're in there in order to keep yourself warm, but you cannot be bringing the temperature up like that. You can cause beverages to become contaminated.
Yeah. Do you want to explain to your manager why the franchise is responsible for replacing
$1,000
worth of beverages?
I understand now, and it won't happen again. I didn't know that.
Sir, do you know where the we also need to speak with your manager. Have they provided you with the correct training for stocking the shelves?
They haven't provided me with any clothing, but anyway, yeah, okay. I've been working here for like 9 months, and I've never had a problem before.
Well, sir, how long? So you've been doing this for 9 months?
Yeah.
You've been doing it for 9 months. You've been causing the temperature to rise inside the equipment.
No, but I've been working here for 9 months. I've never had a problem before. Nobody's ever called me, and I go back there, I turn the fans off, stock the cooler, then turn them back on and get out of there.
Well, sir, well, do you know how many 7-Eleven office has to check regularly? I mean, we can only do so many audits a year, and the fact that you've now disclosed that this has been going on for 9 months is highly discouraging.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'll talk to my manager tomorrow and tell her about this phone conversation, and it won't happen again.
No, you'll give us our manager's number. We'll contact your manager.
Do you have any idea how many people may have gotten sick from your mistake?
I didn't know I was making a big mistake, and I don't have any idea.
From all the spoiled beer.
I'm terrified. I'm terrified.
Tell me at least you heat the hot dogs. I mean, do you heat the hot dogs at all?
Yes. 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 Oh, God.
This isn't funny. This isn't funny. Well, I want your name.
Pardon?
I want your name.
Dwayne Ellis.
Dwayne Ellis.
Yes.
Are you on Facebook?
Pardon?
He wants to know your contact information, because can turn it over to your manager and to the other people here that are on this conference call right here. I got Roy, who's from our technical division, on the line. I've got Joe, who's in upper management, and me. I'm Dave. We do track the temperatures on the sensors on the coolers, and it tells us when there's a problem. So, we know what's going on.
Okay, well, I've never had a problem before. Nobody's ever called before. You guys have told me about this now. It won't happen again. I'll never shut the fans off again.
Sir, but it's also important that you have... We also don't want you to freeze to death, as you've mentioned. We need to make sure that you have you're wearing the proper clothing when you go inside there now. That should have been provided to you during your training.
No, it wasn't, and I'll put my coat on when I go in there, and I won't turn the fans off ever again, and if you got to call my manager, whatever you got to do. I got customers here. I'm busy.
I certainly don't know if a coat is enough. And how many customers are currently in the store, and what is it, and how many of them this evening have attempted to purchase the alcoholic beverages?
Do you have mittens?
I haven't had an alcohol purchase in the last 20 minutes, but I've just been selling food for the last 20 minutes. But anyway, it's already down to 38, and it's going down quickly, so.
Okay, is the food properly refrigerated?
Yes.
You're sure?
Our food's out in the store in the other refrigerators, yes.
What is the temperature on the other refrigerators? How about the where you keep the ice cream and the ice cream and other beverages that have milk products in them?
They're in a totally different case.
And have you been following all of these 7-Eleven corporate handbook policies in regards to how to handle that material?
As far as I know, I have. I haven't. Nobody's ever told me.
Unfortunately, I have very little confidence, not in you specifically, sir, but in your management's team's ability to make sure that you are properly trained. I am really disgusted with the you telling me that for 9 months you've been mishandling the beer.
I don't think I've been mishandling anything. If you need to talk to my manager, then whatever. My name's Dwayne Ellis. I don't know what else to tell you. I've got customers in here.
Oh, also,
okay,
Dwayne.
What's your manager's contact number right now so we can call him?
Hold on.
We need to tell him it's a prank until he gets mad.
Get Dwayne's cell number?
No.
Wait until we get the contact info.
You got to be kidding me. What is this? No.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Sir. Hello.
Yes.
Do you have the contact info so we can get this taken care of immediately? We can't let this linger.
971.
971.
270.
Whoa, you're saying things a little loud. I can't hear you. You said 971.
971-270-6579, and her name's Rebecca, and she's the manager.
Okay. And this is an immediate contact number for her because we want to get this taken care of before the morning.
As far as I know, it's the only contact number I've got for her.
Okay, excellent. We're going to go ahead and contact her and make sure that she's aware that policies aren't right. being followed.
Also, you need to be aware, sir, that this is a prank call and we've just been messing with you this whole time.
Yeah. And no, but we're going to call your manager.
Who the hell is this?
You rude. It's nobody you'll ever know. We're gonna call your manager.
Buddy,
taking away time.
You can pour sand in there and crank up the temperature as high as you want. Have a beach party for all we give a shit.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks a lot. I got customers here. I gotta go. Jesus.
God bless.
Good night.
Bye.
I can't believe he gave us his first and last name and his manager's cell phone number.
I tried to look him up on Facebook, but there's too many of them.
You gonna give Becca a call?
No, he was too nice. We can't do that.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, come on.
I thought after-show rules were different than regular phone.
No, it's not rules.
I'm about to write that one down, boss. It's going on the prank show if you don't do it, man.
Okay, yeah, we'll save it.
Oh, no.
You could save it for the prank show.
We have absolutely no problem.
I just posted it in Skype, so copy that one.
Oh, yeah. Here.
I can call it if you really want
to. Call it.
I don't want to wait. I'm not doing a 7-Eleven show next week.
don't get him in trouble, though.
Oh, dude, I just almost spit beer all over him. He's gonna confess to it anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
He's gonna assume he called. So, who's talking to her?
Oh, Brad's calling her now.
Who's talking to her?
I'm sure not.
Oh, just what? She's gonna confess.
I'm just gonna interject a lot and ruin it.
Okay. There's no ruining. This is pretty clear cut. This is bad karma anyway. I got it.
Yeah.
Wake up dead in the morning
after this one, and she picks up.
Please leave your message for 971
You don't have to blah blah blah. Everybody already heard the number.
That's true.
Like three times.
It. Yeah, that is true.
If.
Oh, we're trying her again. What was his name? Something Ellis.
Dwayne Ellis or something like that.
Yeah, Dwayne Ellis. I got to write that in my note. Dwayne Ellis. She doesn't have the ringer off. She should pick up. What if it's an emergency from Dwayne?
It's probably coming up phone losers.
Based on our conversation with Mr. Ellis, I wouldn't think
please
there'd be...
Please leave your message for 9712.
I tried.
Yeah.
I'm secretly happy we didn't get a hold of
her. Call it. Let's call the other 7-Eleven back to where we could hear him. Nice.
Yeah. Which one was that?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Yeah, I am kind of secretly glad about the Dwayne manager not answering, but too. I had to give it a try. Because he was like, you guys got me. He seemed kind of cool.
Yeah,
like,
I like that guy.
Dumb shit. They never gave me a code.
Yeah, he didn't really flip out. He didn't flip out at all. I was pretty surprised. I thought he would.
Well, and he had personality. He's not like this manager. Manager. I do not know how a customer.
I do not know.
Customer manager for food.
Brad, that one was 503-286-0788.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
Phoenix Prime HPV is online.
Oh, she's back.
I think she crashed.
No, she just popped it back up online.
She fell into the void.
Enter the Void is a great movie.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Hey.
Hello? Hold on.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, guy?
Hold on, sir. Hold on. Just 1 minute.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on.
Quickly.
Hold on, sir. Just I talk to you.
Yes, sir.
He's adjusting his taco.
Yes, sir.
Hi there. This is Roy from the corporate office. We have a low temperature alarm on your coolers. Can you go out there and physically check the level of temperature of your coolers, please?
I check every time. I report 2 times, 10 and 2 o'clock. Every time written on my.
We're getting an alarm now at our central office here. It has a high temperature alarm on your cooler. Could you please check it, please?
With the central computer.
The mainframe. It's a Gibson.
But I have a customer. There is already 2 instant. One take away their kitchen pack, and second time I also stop them. So there is...
All right. Patel. Can you get somebody... Can you get one of the employees to take one of the hand thermometers into the cooler... Close the door and tell us what temperature is.
Sir, I have 3-4 customers before me, so do hold on. Okay, I check.
Tell the customers to hold, because this is more important.
I have 4 customers.
Yeah, tell them to hold.
Say so you have 2-4.
I am. Is that important?
Say all you customers.
Important. We
hold
are
on.
Above you.
Okay. I hold on. 388.
You hold on.
Customers,
you
hold
tell
on.
Them to hold.
Hold on, man. I take customer. I go
you
inside.
Tell
okay?
them to hold on.
Tell the customer, what? Hold on.
Your 50 cent item matters.
And just walk
the
away.
It's all going to spoil.
Did he hang up?
Yeah, he hung
oh.
up.
Oh, I thought he was putting the customers on hold.
Oh no, that's all they know is. Someone in front of me. Very important.
Customers first.
Yeah, that's what allows me to... There. Is there a word?
pity, 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 pity.
Hello, 7-1, sir, may I help you?
Hello, yes, have you been able to check the fluid levels of the temperature yet? Hello, sir. Hello. Yeah.
Sir, I don't know why you're dicking around with us. This is some serious
bang up job. That's the best thing ever. Let's just fuck you.
Carl Jr., fuck you.
It's the only defense. Hey, how was Nick Walter's movie yesterday?
It was awesome.
Yeah, I downloaded it. I was going to watch it along with you guys, but I got home too late.
Ah, that's too bad. It was fun. It was a good movie.
Yeah, I've got to. I like flipped through it, and then I'm like, I think I might have met that Santa Claus at Cinema Wasteland before. Or is that just like a generic looking evil Santa? I don't know.
I don't know. He is just 6 hours south of you.
Yeah.
So, you know, could be.
Oh. I'm waiting on him to send me a fucking 5mm Allen wrench.
For what?
Huh?
Yeah. So I can put my bike together.
Ah.
Sounds like you're having fun, Matt.
My life is a dark fucking void.
So is mine.
The only thing that's good is beer.
Exactly. You know, when you have an ex-wife and three kids, you're paying child support on it 29%.
Jesus. I'd have four murders under my belt at that point.
One of these days, I'm just going to take one of these social security numbers and names I have and just disappear. Just
yeah, I would have done that already. I wouldn't have planted all those seeds, man.
Fucking go. Nobody's going to see me again.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, just come back on with some kind of wacky new name, man.
Try Alex Carbon.
Yeah.
AHPV.
Actually, I got the social security number to another Trevor Burdick when I was in the military because they made a mistake with my social security number. So I have his social security number and stuff. So, yeah, I can.
You should use it to buy a car or something.
I should. No, I'm saying when I need to just take off because they'll be looking for a Korean War veteran and not me.
Do it.
I bet you could go to the Social Security office and get his card.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I could definitely get
you could probably start getting like disability checks and shit.
Yikes.
More likely.
Don't do that. They come down pretty hard on that pretty quickly also.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit. What, HPV?
Have fun editing this.
I think I broke Matt.
Oh, that was awesome.
I don't think you can break Matt. It's one of those things that you just can't.
The man ain't done it yet.
Oh, look, Roxy's online. Let's call her.
Oh, let's call her. She's got a new colored boyfriend.
What is he, green?
That's you word
you put that so nicely, Matt. That's what we love about
it. Find an Afro-American boyfriend.
Oh, sweet. 18 more minutes, y'all.
What's an 18 more minutes, yo?
Eastern Standard Time.
What happens then?
420.
Oh, is it really?
Oh my god.
What?
What's that? What sounds like a real dot matrix going?
Gosh.
It's somebody using their sewing machine.
Yeah, who's sewing?
The 7-Eleven set down the phone.
Where's that coming from?
I think it's coming from Trevor.
I like the late night sewing commercials for that hand sewing thing. Have you guys ever seen that? The little thing looks like a hair curler, but
let's watch
or a
one
hair
together.
Crimper.
Let's watch that commercial together.
The best part is where it says you should not do this while you're wearing the clothing, even though they do it like 5 times.
Like you talking to Cobra. Hey Cobra, do not do this.
Yeah. Don't do this.
I love how you just say, I'm just gonna call you.
Yeah. You shouldn't do any of this.
What are we calling you?
7-Eleven.
Is it Cobra?
We haven't called enough.
I thought that was pretty cute too, Matt.
We haven't called enough of those tonight.
I was pretty nonchalant about it. Like, yeah, we're gonna call you Cobra now. You're not a human being. We don't care.
So 24 hours.
I love it.
They just don't give a fuck. Dude, they just make shit up. The one across the street, they got robbed a couple times. So now they get scared and lock the door from 2 to 5 in the morning. Unless I go bang on it, and then they let me in.
They lock the door.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Matt? Are you asleep?
Yes.
Shouldn't you be working?
Yes.
Is this
a
7-Eleven?
Sir.
Cobra!
Please get off the floor behind the counter. Stand up.
Was that?
We can see you over the security camera.
That's
hello,
what...
and thank you for calling Motel 6 Cleveland Middleburg Hot.
Yes.
If you know the room number of the guest you are calling.
135.
Motherfucker, you're a fucking Indian, not Mexican. Why are you taking a siesta?
Right?
I'm sleepy. I've been stealing nickels and dimes all day.
The cat, he has a cheese.
Stupid customer. Hello. Hey, good morning. This is the front desk, and this is your wake-up call.
Okay, thank you.
Is this room 134?
No, it's 5.
Excuse me?
No, this is 5.
You mean 1...
5.
No, I dialed 134. It's time for your wake-up call.
Well, this is not 134.
Which room is this?
135.
Did you want a wake-up call?
No.
Then why did you put your number in?
Well, we're not 134.
Well, then...
Wait, what's this? What's this we?
I don't understand this. You ask for a wake-up call. I'm giving you now. You're denying it?
Ask for a wake-up call.
There's supposed to be one occupant in this room there.
There's no wake-up call here.
Hold on for a second. It says here that we rented 135 for a single. How many people are in that room?
Just one.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. You were just talking to somebody. Yeah. There's somebody else in that room.
You're going to need to come to the front security desk,
guard, our security guard just smelled marijuana just outside your door.
Yeah. Don't dick around with us. We don't appreciate that.
Oh, there we go. There's the other person. Could you come down to the office, sir? There's only supposed to be one person in that room.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Just come on down and bring your ID.
You got 15 minutes of security coming up.
By the way, don't do it. It's a prank call. I think I missed her though.
Oh my god.
You should call the front desk.
134.
Call the front desk is room 134 and say the lady at 135 is fucking crazy. She's been having like crazy loud sex.
Hello,
like,
and thank you for calling Motel 6 Cleveland.
Oh, no, here it is, Matt. It's all yours.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
I'm what? Room 134?
135. Yeah.
135.
No, 134.
Yeah, 134.
No, 134 is the one we just called.
No, I called 135.
Do 136.
No, no, 13.
135, Matt. This is your boss. Shut the fuck up.
Everybody 135, see, we just called. I promise.
It yes. is. It is for real.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 in Middleburg. Can I make
yeah. Jesus. I got it. I'm up in room 134, and I'm trying to get some sleep. These people over across over in 135 are just going nuts, fighting. Can you go up and say something to them?
Room 135?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, right. I can give them a call.
Yeah, just give them a call, please. They're really
okay,
upset.
Okay, I will, no problem.
All right, God bless.
Okay, okay, sorry about that.
All right, bye-bye. Man.
Bye.
Oh, she's...
That's going to cause lulls.
Nice. Fuck, I should sleep at some point. I gotta go to work.
Ah, fuck that.
That's suck.
Fuck work, sir.
Call
oh, fuck work. Yeah, it's just DSL tech support. I can do that asleep anyway.
DSL yep. tech support? What?
Oh, yeah, I do DSL tech support for Frontier. You know, it's all shit. So.
Oh, no.
Do you advise people turning it off and on again?
Yeah, that's the first thing we asked, Matt.
Yeah.
Did you turn it off? Turn it on again?
Yellow!
Try your hand.
Ah, Jesus. You got some kind of problem going on with the internet? We got Trey here. We got what were we talking about? The off and on? The best fix?
Right, right. The off and on. I keep unplugging it, plugging it back in. It's not working.
And none of the lights in front of the motor were lighting up.
Not a one of them. What lights are supposed to be on?
All of them.
All of them? Well, I got a whole bunch of them here. Which ones? Because some are blinking, some are not.
Guys, do you need to speak to me?
Yes, I do. I need to speak to you, sir.
Okay, what can I help you with?
I need to find out, is your DSL modem on or off?
Should be on. I'm having no problem down here.
Okay, well, we're having problems over here. Could you reset your modem, please?
Yes, I can. Where are you at?
We are over here around the bend. We're on the other side of the Cat 5, sir.
Okay, where are you staying at, sir?
We are inside of the motel. Anyway, could you turn your motor on and off, please?
Yes, I can. Like I said, there's no problem down here.
Well, there's a problem down here. Perhaps...
It's gonna take me a couple minutes, okay?
Well, wait a minute. What kind of a router is it?
Sir, I have no doubt. I have no idea. And I have customers lined up down here and the phone ringing.
Phone ringing?
Yep.
Well, that phone ringing's on me. I'm on the phone. I don't hear no other phone ringing.
Sir, I have
read the name and label on it.
Yeah, I need to find out the name of the router and the modem.
Okay, well, it's last time it's going to be a couple minutes because I have the phone ringing and I have customers in the lobby.
Also, could you tell me if it's still on default, the settings on default, you know?
Yeah, I will check.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going to take
He hung the fuck up.
Oh, damn it.
That whole thing, Brad. Thanks for that. Going in blind.
What?
Who you called that guy? Yeah.
What are you complaining about, though?
Me and Trevor were just sitting talking about his job, and then this guy's like, "Never in."
Sorry about that.
I'm gonna call back 135.
And then I didn't want to say his fucking, that's what I made up Trey. I thought that was real clever of me.
That was brilliant.
Now, yeah. Some of these little motels, they, you know, just buy the stuff right off the shelf and they never take
care of people.
I like to lock them down.
You know, a lot of times...
You're like getting into it and fucking with it?
Yeah, and change the SSID to something horribly racist. No. Locking it.
You know, my SSID is FBI surveillance van number 83, just to keep the neighbors guessing.
Awesome. That's
they're
awesome.
Redneck idiots, so they'd like freak out if they saw that.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn meth lab needs to get on the road now.
Yeah.
They're packing up their equipment in the middle of the night, huh?
Yeah. Well, they don't sleep, as you know.
You hear all people scuffling around putting glassware in boxes. And...
Hello, and thank you for calling
Room 135.
Yes.
I want one. Shut up.
Okay.
This is a callback.
You. They don't want any.
Oh, she's going to really fast.
It'll reset to the main, won't it?
Is Tyrone still with us?
Oh, Tyrone.
I think she unplugged the phone.
Tyrone? Yeah, he's not with us.
She turned off her
ringer. That's too bad. We could do a Tyrone call.
She's probably on the way to the desk.
Oh, that's right. Shit.
If you really want Tyrone really bad, I can go drink some water.
You get some Tyrone up in here. Get some Barry White.
Exactly.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Boom, boom.
Call
boom.
Hotel room and get him sexed up.
Ain't never gonna give you up.
Never gonna give you up.
Jesus. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye.
That is awesome.
Legend, I just got hard.
See, Barry, that bass tone, Barry White, just goes right through anybody. Girl, boy.
Oh, dude.
Vibrates those nerves down there.
Legend, that went all the way into my Visdefron.
Say what?
That went all the way into my Visdefron.
Just say thank you. Hey, this girl's name is Laura Thompson.
That's all a right. Technical part of the penis. Look it up.
Yeah, it's the working big old fluffy thing at the end.
Ah, oh, it's not letting me call it.
I got a leech inside of mine.
Did you?
Yeah.
Told you not to swim in that brown water river.
Well, no, it was specifically because I thought leeches suck, and I was like, it's going to feel good, but I didn't realize.
We should change the subject.
Like, how they did their thing.
Brad, the call failed.
Yeah, I'm looking for somebody new.
Yeah.
Bam!
Give me something. I need to pull up some Barry White lyrics.
I love the sexy slither of a lady.
Oh, yeah, thing. Definitely. You gotta do one with that.
Ah, here we go. Here's the Idaho one.
Idaho.
Idaho, it's 2 a.m. there, maybe? I
don't know. Close to 1:17. Same time zone as me.
DMT minus, what, 6?
No.
7.
Her name's Hannah.
Somebody calls me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Somebody calling you, girl?
Hannah, huh? What is Hannah want?
Eric, call you anytime.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up.
Oh. Goodbye.
Oh.
Aw.
Oh, snap.
Let's try once more.
Late.
Oh, snap, baby girl. I'm going to have some me some dim sum.
Ooh, snap.
Like, you don't even have...
Girl,
like,
come over here and give Vera some of that din-din.
You guys are like old jive-talking fuckers from Airplane.
Someone get Barbara Billingsley.
Why are you out here playing that stuff like Dolomite?
You jive turkey.
You jive.
No business having motherfucker. Rat suit sandwich. Motherfucker.
Shaft. Shaft.
Yeah.
Dolomite, man. I'm on the fucking...
Right.
Somehow I'm on the Facebook.
Roxy hung up on us. I tried to call.
No. Now, that's the second time I've heard it. It sounds like somebody's, you know, snapping a rubber band. What carrier is that?
I have no idea, man.
You've heard that before?
She's in Skype, though, so...
Motherfucker, I am.
I guess I'm in a weird mood today. I'm real mad with this fucking gang.
Oh, you destroyed me.
At least you never take the word nigger out of your show 8 times.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even start on the fuckers just stole my beer the other day.
I'm going to be quiet.
It's got hate crime written all over it.
Hey, this girl's name is Vanessa Bauer, or Bower.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Vanessa Bauer, baby.
Yeah. I will.
Hey, man, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck
up.
Let them do it.
Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
Oh.
I'm going to drop some Dola Dynamite on your dick.
Dolomite. Hello.
Yeah, hi, girl. How you doing?
Who is it?
Yo, is this Vanessa?
Yeah,
girl, this is Tyrone. I got your number from Derek.
Who's Derek?
Girl, what do you mean, who's Derek? Anyway, don't even play that game. I was just wondering if I could get like 20 or 30 tablets of some of that fine juju. Bitch, you gonna sell it or not?
Yo, give me that phone, man. Hey, Vanessa. Vanessa.
Yeah. It's okay to request Jews and call the broad a bitch, but somehow I'm out of line.
I didn't request Jews, I requested juju.
No, you requested 20 tablets of multiple Jews. That is fucking... That is Auschwitz goddamn ashes that people use to get high.
What was an ashes, dude?
And for whoever
like
said that in the chat room there, if it was 4chan, it would be Rudy Poo.
It was for acid, Matt, not ashes.
So...
Currently 4chan has something when you type in a certain word, it comes out as Rudy Poo.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking funny. And if you put 4chan, it comes out as Newt Gingrich. Some shit like that. I can't even say anything.
Oh my god.
Matt, if I want to get my hands on some Jews, I'll...
Jen's still awake. Look right there. Jen's still awake.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
You've been on the phone all this time and you haven't taken a call.
HBB.
Oh my god. I can't get a goddamn word in edgewise.
I know, oh, right? Yeah, you can. You
hey,
have
everybody, up. Everybody shut the fuck up and let's let Jen do the next prank call all on her own. And first person to interrupt their call gets hung up on.
And then she can't complain.
Yeah, she's been hanging out and just lurking this whole time. We didn't know she was there, so she's got the prank.
She's had that phone to her ear for an hour.
I just noticed.
An
I
hour
just
and almost 2 hours now.
Hope you got free long distance.
Yeah.
Free nights and weekends. Ooh, here, this girl looks really dumb. I'll call it.
Jen, can you do a Barrett White?
No.
Jen, this girl's name is Jelani. Jelani Richardson.
It's a retarded name. Okay.
Make sure to tell her.
People said that her phone number changed.
Yeah, I don't know. Something's working again. Her cell phone's working again. Her iTouch. We're calling her iTouch somehow.
I've always wondered about that free nights and weekend shit.
What have you wondered about it?
Like, in my jailbroken iPhone, I can spoof my location, right? So couldn't I technically just keep spoofing my location so that I was in an area that was free?
Oh, yeah. I spoof my location on my Droid all the time.
You reached a text-free number. We'll let the person know you called.
Anywhere.
To get your own, no monthly charge.
Yeah, you probably could.
That's one of the numbers where you can only text it.
If you kept, like, spoofing backwards, wouldn't technically they not be able to charge you because you'd always be in a time zone that was, you know, free?
Exactly. Yeah, you spoof back to, like, from Eastern time to Central time to Mountain time to Pacific time. Fuck, go all the way back to Hawaiian time. They don't even have daylight savings time. So they're like 6 hours behind us.
Yeah, exactly. So couldn't you technically just have free calls all the time?
Exactly. Yeah. Why not? If they do it by call, I mean, you're basically using a proxy at that point when you're spoofing your GPS.
I mean, it wouldn't really seem fair to go by the time that you were located in, because if you're using your phone in other places on the globe, that would be kind of shitty.
Well, I have no idea how you would get from fucking...
This guy's name is...
Standard time to Honolulu in less than 27 minutes. So.
This is Dakota.
Jen, you're up.
Shh. Yep.
Shh.
North or south?
Hey, this is Dakota. I'll call you back when I can. Bye.
Dakota.
Was that a woman or a man?
It was a man.
It was a man with a girly voice.
A man named Dakota?
And a girly name.
Yeah, I have a friend, actually. It works at...
There's no way, Brad. That's a fucking dyke.
Okay.
That's a he-she, man. That's a he-she.
That's a broad. I guarantee it.
Sorry. Hey, this is Dakota. I'll call you back when I can.
That's not a girl. That's a man, baby.
Okay, look at the picture.
It's Pat.
Hey. Have you got that cock and balls chopped off yet? Just wondering. Talk to you later.
Damn.
God bless. Love you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Info. Let me guess. This is some... in women. Dude, I swear that's a dude. That has to be a girl. That's like, it so looks like a dyke.
I think you're right.
Jen, what are you smoking some more of those cigarillos?
I am.
Are you really?
You ever have cloves? They're not so bad.
Yeah, I smoked some cloves back in the day.
Oh, I love cloves.
Cloves Sam, are illegal now, aren't they?
Probably. I don't know.
They're cigarettes for grade schoolers.
Yeah, or if you want to fuck a fat goth girl, clove cigarettes are a good in.
Looking at a fat girl is a good in, Matt. What are you talking about? Hey, I'm interested. I don't have any panties on. That's okay. I can't see your pussy. I don't have any flour.
Rob, I gotta say that it's called a blue
at
pancake.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished your
worst thing since hip hop Hitler. That was a great picture, Brad.
Thanks. Thanks for that, Jen.
I'm just here waiting for and collecting information you in your life, including pictures of you looking like Hitler.
Damn it. Damn you.
See, I was a phone winner back when you were in diapers, noob.
Oh, that shouldn't make it into the new fucking song.
Yipe, it's Tron.
I was a phone bitter back when you were in diapers, you knew. Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Since you were in diapers, kid.
Brad, why is Pseudo asking me on Facebook that if I have a interesting
story? If you have a what?
Facebook?
Yeah, I just posted.
Sierra, don't push your paw on my dick, please. Thank you.
Smoke cats every day.
Oh, he's a real winner.
He likes beer pong. That's his activities.
Beer pong?
Jesus.
His three activities. Beer pong, beer, drinking yeah. beer.
Sarah, please don't eat my head.
He actually sounds like he could be a buddy for me, except for the beer pong.
Interests. Chevy
oh,
trucks.
And looking at him. No, he couldn't.
Oh,
never mind.
He likes Skull and NASCAR.
Oh. Again, 50% of his interests. Like, a third of his things.
I'm a country boy and will be till the day I die.
Oh, he's gonna fucking...
Where do you live? Waycross?
Flip a fucking
near.
He lives in Georgia. Should we all add him?
The South, man. Calling those Southern people. God, they go off for nothing.
Those little Southern twit twats.
Yeah.
Should we call him back?
No.
Oh,
we should call him black.
We already called him twice. And he never answered.
We'll call him back like next week.
I think that's a good high note to end the show on, so I can go to sleep.
He works.
If we wanted to end on a high note, we should have ended 18 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I get it.
I get it. Smoke weed.
Smoke weed every day.
I don't think that's a problem for this crowd.
I'm just... a buddy gave me a fucking... the stem out of his bong before he moved out of the building so I can scrape some resin out of it. Like a real scumbag.
That's great.
You just lick it off the bathroom floor, Matt.
Yeah, like really, what does it matter anymore?
You just brush your teeth. You just brush your teeth with the crack behind the bowl.
I'm like brushing my teeth. Who am I, the king of England?
I'm enjoying this call.
What the fuck are you talking about? Brush my teeth.
And on that note,
yeah. There you go.
Oh, good night.
I'm not tired though.
Good night. She's not tired though. Uh-oh. I'm next.
Wait. Bye, Legend. Oh.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places.
places that I've never been.